What's up, fellas?
Hey! What's going on, guys?
It's the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom Podcast.
Welcome to the Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom Podcast. I'll reiterate Jake's point. Again, brought to you by, in part by Kerfuffle Fluffs.
Kerfuffle Fluffs, coming to a store near you.
Coming to a Target near you.
With many sugar. So much sugar. It's just sugar.
Kids are spazzing, Kerfuffle Fluff, it'll knock them cold.
I want to be the first. Can I be the first for something here?
You always like to break it down at the beginning of the show. Well, guys, we're going to get real this
you
time.
You all know me. I'm not a competitious man.
Is that a word?
It's not a word, but I
look it up, Google it.
But I'd like to be the first to welcome Logan Smith to this podcast.
Because you're definitely not featured on this podcast at all.
You've never been on, have you?
No, I haven't. Your debut episode.
This is my first. It's like
you better make it good.
It will be good.
You
promise.
I swear.
I swear on my mother's life.
I'm sharing
Jesus,
a channel.
That's my mom.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
So you better make sure I'm good.
I'm gonna call her.
I'm sharing.
Are you okay, Mom?
Mom,
he swore on your life.
He's doing okay. Is that enough to keep you alive?
She's like on the deathbed. She's like beep. Beep, beep. And
he's
then
not
you,
doing good.
Your
he's
joke
not
doesn't
doing...
land. Beep. No, we're losing her.
Then I make a really good joke, and that's like
and
the equivalent
save,
of them shocking her
back to life.
Shocking her with
also,
humor.
Also, this is Hiram Corbett.
Oh, yes. I'm also here. I'm also present.
You're always
and
here.
And I'm
James.
I'm James.
You're James. And I'm Jake.
I'm James.
And we got a good show for you. I want to
talk
about.
Oh, God, we do.
Hey, you want to talk about some stuff?
Let's guys, I've got things. So much. We've got so
talk
much.
About geekdom?
We have literally Kung so
maybe?
Much stuff
maybe?
To talk about
maybe
this
Kings?
Week. Let's just jump into it. What do you say we get into the news?
I was waiting for you to put that.
He likes doing it over people.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
You can talk.
No.
News
right now.
Hiram, no. What did you want to say?
I just want to know.
We have a lot to get to this week.
All right, fine.
Cap.
Oops, that's the wrong button.
A tomato noise. That's the news.
Guys, who's got news?
I got some news.
I've got some
news. Let's just talk about the Captain Marvel trailer.
All right.
Yep. I just watched it.
I woke up to it this morning.
You woke up to it mid-playing and you're like, whoa! Brie Larson.
I was in mid-Target job working.
And you
did you find a nice quiet corner?
Yeah, I took my 15-minute break and I'm like, I gotta watch this trailer. I had to watch it twice, even three times.
Oh, yeah, I watched it twice, too.
Yeah.
Hiram, be honest. Have you considered taking up smoking so that you can take smoke breaks?
Yes.
That's awesome. I consider taking a lot of unhealthy habits to get away from there.
And then just light one, and then you can, like, watch YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good suggestion.
And then someone walks up there, like, you better be smoking.
God or just start vaping. I've heard that's what all the cool kids do.
Well, vaping is way healthier than smoking, but people use tobacco. That's why instead you weed when it's legal.
Kids weed these days.
For all
kids
the cops,
hey, I'm like,
to
Logan,
podcast.
you want a weed,
dude? I really want a weed right now.
Meet me out back, and I'm gonna
meet me out
weed
bit.
With
let's
you.
Weed,
guys.
I bought three weeds,
and let's whack our weeds.
Yeah, how many weeds did you get?
Like seven.
Seven weeds.
Seven weeds.
I know this guy, and he's got the strongest strain of weeds.
Of weeds. The show weeds. He just got it on Blu-ray.
I've seen it. That show is. Not that good.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
But Captain Marvel, what'd you think?
I liked it.
I think it looks really good.
I think it looks really good. I think.
So are they taking a stand against the elderly?
Yeah, she punched that.
That was the
lady
best.
So hard.
Dude, that was the best.
If you don't know the comics and you're not like, oh, the Skrulls, they change forms. You'd be like, holy! And it goes a hero, and then she beat the shit out of this old lady.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I had to like when I watched it in my job, I had to like look at that part twice just to see. I'm like, did she just punch an old
lady? She punched an old lady. And the second time you watch it, you notice the old lady smile at her first, and then she punches her.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my favorite.
Well, it says hero because she's doing what we're all thinking.
Don't you trying just to get rid of all the old people?
It's like, you know what? We, you know what? Like, she had to get it out. You know, sometimes you got to punch an old person.
That's dude, I've done it. That's the plot of the whole movie.
Right, right?
She's just cleaning house. You know what I'm talking about. She's like, we don't need the elderly anymore. And she just, it's an ageist film.
It's an ageist film. It's super ageist. Your time has come.
But
all the old people are Skrulls. And she's just going to nursing homes and blowing them up. And she's like, I mean, who knows?
Hiram, there could be Skrulls.
What's up?
Do you think you guys could tell me a little bit more about her character and her powers?
I think it's interesting that, like, I think what they're going for is that, like, she's trying to uncover her memories.
Yes.
Which well, I like think that angle, because we were talking about it. I like that you, unlike a lot of heroes, like main characters, we get to actually see her childhood and her grow up into it. That's,
yeah, and, like, I think it's kind of like she we get to deconstruct, like, who she is as a person, which I'm like, cause, like, that's good because they're going to make her the main Avenger. You
so
know?
Is it going to, like, start out with her as a kid, or is it going to be like, oh, she doesn't know what's happening, and you get to see, like, the flashback?
Well, you can't be sure.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
If I was pressed, I'd say we have to wait and see.
But I
think, just guess.
I think that what's going to happen is we're going to start off with her being in the Star Force or whatever fucking like galactic police thing she's in. And then she's going to go to Earth with young Nick Fury and Phil Coulson.
The Galactic Pigs.
The Galactic Pigs.
The Galactic Pigs.
Star Pigs.
Star Pigs.
Stars.
Well, dude, like in the comics. Name,
write that down.
In the comics, pigs. She Star only pigs. Has, like, write, she can only, like, fly. Space.
Writing it now.
And she's really strong. And she shoots beams.
Yeah,
and,
like, big, weird-looking.
Gotcha.
I have a lot of thoughts on that. Like, I'll touch up on that later.
On her beams?
On her beams.
She has a nice pair of beams. I'm going to give it to her. Brie Larson. I mean, she's doing well.
No, okay. Seriously, from a visual effects standpoint, I think, James, you might agree with me on this. I'm kind of, like, worried because whenever a movie does energy projection or energy blast as a move, it looks kind of dumb.
Like Apocalypse?
It was
all blasts.
And I'm really worried. I'm like, I think Marvel will do it right, but I'm really worried because, like, I've never seen a movie that... Because, like, when you look at Dragon Ball Evolution, it looks very similar to that.
Oh, that movie?
Yeah.
But other than the beams in that movie, the movie's...
I'd say that I think Marvel's got a pretty good track record with it. Like, Iron Man fights largely through with blasts, beams, and those are cool when he uses them.
Yeah.
And think about, like, the scene in Infinity War where Vision's, like, blasting through, like, his forehead to the Mind Stone, and the guy blocks it with the thing, and it's like...
Oh, I like that.
It splits.
When Thor, like, splits through the Infinity Gauntlet's beam, that looks awesome.
Well, it's almost like when it's, like, a solid beam, whenever it's, like, a see-through one, then that's when it's kind of
I think when it's, like, it's different because, like, she has an aura.
Yeah.
So it's like that can look kind of silly. I think that's what I meant. This is not like a solid Kings
of she could have thrown beams.
Don't you dare.
How dare you?
Guys, we got to move on from the beam.
Is she going to throw her Oscar at anyone?
Her room like, Oscar.
My room Oscar.
She's going to use the little boy from Room.
She's going to do that in Avengers 4. She's going to throw her Oscar at Thanos.
He's like,
oh, I can't beat it.
He's like, gold, solid gold.
It's like, oh, I only have an Emmy.
Josh Brolin's like, damn.
Josh Brolin's like, oh, I only have a Tony.
They're all throwing awards at the end.
Yeah. They do have a lot of really prestigious award-winning actors in these movies. But I'll say that I think only thing that I'm worried about, oh dude,
her
that looked
looks
freaking
awesome.
Sick. She looked like Batman.
Dude, when she falls through Blockbuster, we skipped the Blockbuster.
Oh yeah, that's the best start. I was like, oh, Blockbuster. I'm at home.
It's like, you like the 90s?
And Sam Jackson looks good. He looks young.
Yeah.
Launch Blockbuster and it's
what I realized that like this the company that does the VFX for the de-aging is a company that my friend works for.
Oh shit.
Which friend name drop
her name
on the
is
show.
Her name is Catherine.
Oh, wow. Catherine.
I have
Catherine.
A sister with that name.
Yes, you do
is
have
it
a sister.
Your sister?
It is his sister.
Wow.
No, it's not. It's my friend. It's my friend from Sketch. She helped produce my senior film. She's really nice.
That's cool. Oh, I do know her.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. She did the class with Joe.
So she de-aged Iron Man in Civil War too.
Yeah, because like I went on the website because I was like, oh man.
She didn't do it personally.
Well, no, she didn't do it, but she works for that company.
Yeah.
She did that in ZBrush.
But I'm gonna say that I've been worried about this for a while.
James, for you?
This not so much, but I think it's a really good trailer. I don't think it's like the best trailer ever or anything, but I do think. That
it looks like a good trailer, but it looks like a good trailer for a really good movie.
Yeah, it didn't help with my worries, which are that I'm afraid that they're going to have her come in and be like, now she beats Thanos single-handedly.
She's not going to be that.
Avengers 4 is like, it's going to be about like the original Avengers. Like, you know, that's the end of their chapter.
Well, because like, for me, and I think you guys probably agree with this, a lot of what makes the Marvel characters very compelling is the fact that, like, even in the movies, there's no one character where you're like, oh, this guy, and then it's done. They all need each other.
Almost.
Well, at this point, he's getting to that point. But no, but Hulk still like
Hulk got his butt kicked. But I don't care about CG characters.
What they do is in Marvel is if someone's that powerful, like Scarlet Witch was like all powerful, but she didn't know how to control it, and so that's like how how they balance it out.
Whereas
level up.
That's what I'm worried about. And same with Thor. I don't want Thor to be like, oh, well, Thor just swings in and kills Thanos immediately.
That's what he did, but
he almost did.
Yeah.
But so Thanos has got to up his game for next time. He also got the drop on him. He got a surprise attack.
Yeah, which is weird because during that whole little fight at the end when they're all charging Thanos, like, where's Thor shows up at the very end.
Well, it's because he's off fighting and he doesn't have an earpiece like everybody else to know.
That's his ear. Damn, the earpiece.
And
the
plus, if you think about it, that whole thing with Thanos happens without all the slow motion over the course of like less than a minute.
Did you see that theory where someone said that when Thanos punches Cap, he kills him?
And then undoes it.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, but I don't know if I buy that.
When he punches the Hulk, or he makes the Hulk get all like encased in rocks, and then all of a sudden he's not in rocks anymore.
Well, I think that doesn't really make any sense when you think about it, because like in Doctor Strange, when Doctor Strange was like controlling that apple, it was just the apple. So I think, because like if it was him controlling time, then it would be because Wanda would be in front of him. You know?
Oh, I know. It's just a fun. I don't know if it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just a fan theory. I think he was using the. I liked how in that movie they made the reality stone be like a it's just when he's around thing, like as soon as he leaves all the reality he changes
back in.
Changes back which was a cool way to do that, because like that's another thing I would have been worried about. I would have been like, what, so he really only like needs that? The reality stone,
yeah, because if you had that it would feel like
I worry a lot.
Turn them all into
Thanos
bubbles.
Loves his bubbles.
Dude, if the movie ends and Captain Marvel flies in and she becomes bubbles.
Dude, what if this is just one big lead up to be like the guy from Spy Kids 3, where they're like, Captain Marvel, she'll save everybody, and she flies in and she goes, everyone's fine now, I'm here, and he just goes and snaps bubbles. And she dies.
And they go, well, who was she?
He could do that. He has nigh omnipotence because he has all the Infinity Stones.
They're gonna write it in some way. It might even be that way. They might be like, we can't.
Yeah,
beat
but he
him.
Also messed up the gauntlet, so they're probably.
That is
like,
true.
He'll fix it.
We haven't seen the gauntlet at all in the last shot. It was just
about him fixing it. It was toasty. Yeah.
It was
all crumbled.
But he can just do one of these. He can go time stone on the gauntlet and just go.
What if the gauntlet doesn't work?
He can hold one stone in his hands.
He could do that.
He's a big boy.
But like, what's really weird,
his hands are too big.
What's really weird is that like he held every stone in his hand, but he like the time stone, it was floating when he held it.
Yeah, it's true. It's
and if you look closely, like it was probably because Doctor Strange put a spell on it.
Huh. You got to put a spell on it.
Because him giving the stone was like putting in motion the plan that they're going to win.
Yeah, I wish
he laced it.
He laced
it. He laced.
Maybe Dr. Stone.
There's acid in the.
It's acid.
Thanos, none of
the ending happened. Thanos is just high.
Yeah, well, Thanos
tripping
is
out. He's like, whoa.
The movie opens and he's like, whoa. And he's in an apartment, like a crusty apartment. He's like, oh. And he's in.
And he's
the
like,
90s.
The universe is balanced.
He's in the night with Blockbuster.
He's in Blockbuster, and he's like, what? And then Captain Marvel lands on him, and he dies.
That's the whole movie.
That's how it works. We need Captain Marvel to land on him, and then he's dead.
Then he dies.
But other than that, I'm a big fan. I'm excited about it. She looks cool.
She looks good. I like her green suit.
Yeah,
actually.
I like the green suit too. I think the red suit's gonna look cooler in the movie. I want to see it. Let me see the movie.
Voice. Have you noticed that? Like in real life, her voice doesn't sound as much when she's acting.
But
voice.
In the movie, she's like, "I'm not who you
she's
think
like,
I am."
Hello. But in real life, she's kind of like, "Hello." Like she has a normal voice.
Like a normal person. You know, sometimes actors, they're just like us.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Mostly. Other times, they're
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt's a god.
Well, I have some more news if you guys want to just hop right into that.
Yeah.
I love
this is what broke the news. I just hit something.
What broke the news?
This broke the internet for me today.
I just imagine all these newspaper places just crumbling to the ground. Damn it.
No.
The news was too good.
But Netflix announced that they are putting into production a live-action Avatar: The Last Airbender series with the original showrunners running the entire production.
We talked about this for a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are negative about it. I'm excited
about it.
I'm not negative. I'm just saying, like, why?
I'll say it.
Well, I'm just like, why bother telling the same story twice?
I get it. I would be more excited if they were like, if they were like, they're making an Avatar universe series like Legend of Korra, like if they're making another one but live action, but
that would be a good idea.
But I'll take what I can get, because if this is really good,
that's what I said. I was like, if they're gonna make it, at least the showrunners are on it.
Well, that's the thing,
and Netflix is like, we're going to give it a big budget. Don't worry,
yeah,
guys.
No, see, that's Netflix gives everything a big budget.
If this
because,
is like the
you,
Game of Thrones for kids, that'd be awesome.
If it was,
and adults.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, be good.
I think
they're
going to
change
like,
stuff about it, though.
They are. But I mean, like, it's like, I think
King
they're doing
Boomy
this.
Be
King
it.
Boomy better be in it.
He will. It's the
and
whole
he better
series.
Better get played by Gary Busey. I'm
dude, oh my God.
Dude, that'd be so
that'd be
good.
Amazing.
That's perfect.
That'd be so perfect.
That's perfect. I'm going to. All awards.
We're going to write that in.
This is for you, Logan.
Yeah.
You like that?
I like that. That's perfect.
One guy.
But yeah, dude.
Gary Busey would be so good.
That'd be good.
He bends spaghetti.
But I liked how they said they go.
Spaghetti.
I like
it's
the
like,
fact
oh no,
that, like,
he controls spaghetti.
I think they're only doing this because like the movie was so bad.
It's a disgrace.
Like, we have to make up for it. It's like we have to make up for this.
I hope he's sorry. Yeah. I hope his name is Ong though again, because it's just a beautiful pronunciation of the name.
It's so eccentric.
It's
you know?
So, yeah, I love it.
I hope they bring back M. Night to do one of the episodes.
Yeah, I hope he does one of the episodes, and it's so boring.
Every episode, the opening sequence is just an apology letter.
They should open up. They should bring back M. Night to direct the episode where it's like the play about their whole experience.
That would be really
funny. That'd be hilarious.
And he gets all the kids from the movie to play them.
Dude,
in the play.
That'd be so
that'd
good.
Be funny.
In the play, it's like, Ong, we have to save.
And Aang's like, that's not how you say my
that's
name.
That's not how you say my name. That's not how you say my name, Sokka.
That's dude. Knight, and you look down and M. Night's in the episode directing the play. Funny. And Mark Wahlberg's there.
Dude, and
it's
he's
like,
just
what?
Running around.
Like, General Ero. What?
What?
No.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg's what? General no. Ero.
But,
what? No, we gotta send my monkey to space.
But I liked that they were talking about how they were talking about how they were gonna make sure it was like ethnically diverse and stuff,
oh,
and
yeah,
I was like,
yeah.
That's good. I was like, you better freaking make Katara and them like
Native
actually
American.
like Inuit, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
or Eskimos, yeah.
Yeah, Eskimo. Well, I think that's the offensive term.
Oh, Eskimo is offensive?
I have no idea.
I didn't know that.
Better bleep that out.
Time's
well, like,
up.
Well,
time's
like,
up on Jake.
Well, like, gypsy's considered like an offensive term today.
Whoa,
Hiram.
Gypsies are cool.
See ya, chump.
Like,
see ya, chump.
Like, the term we've been gypped is like now.
I'm going to continue to say that one.
Oh, yeah, I say that about, wait.
Well, now instead of gypped, I use smeckledorfed.
Oh, that's
well, that's
why
better.
That's a good universal. No one will be offended.
Why is gypped bad?
I don't. It's all. Like,
what's it
I saw this whole
to?
Video
because it
about
means
it.
It's referencing gypsies,
like ripping you off. Back
oh,
in the day, you got gypped.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Well,
that
I used
sense.
To say you got gypsied. But then
yeah, you're just straight to the point.
You got gypsy.
That guy got gypsy.
That guy got, instead of blackmail, oh, man, you got black guy.
Dude, when someone gets, when someone wakes up and someone's built an igloo around you and you're asleep, you got Eskimo'd.
You got
it. It happens to me all the time.
You're like, damn it, and it's too small. You can't get
you
out.
Can't, yeah, you can't move. Your feet are poking out of the end.
I got Eskimo'd.
If you get a stomach, you got Indian'd.
Oh no.
Indian food, get it.
Well, that is what happens when you eat Indian
no,
food.
No, it is.
Just by
no,
nature.
Fucking serious.
Yeah, just
you
by
do,
nature.
Well,
you do get feel that way with Indian
but yeah,
food.
I think
I love it though.
Did
I think
you see
some,
the art that they released with it?
Yeah, I saw one thing.
That
did they do more? Yeah, I like
that.
That
was cool.
Made
if they
me
make
nostalgic.
Appa look really good, it'll
that's the secret cuz Appa in the regular like the movie looked, he looked
here,
creepy.
Here's the thing, man. What they gotta do is
like
mix
Josh
it with CGI and Jim Henson's Creature Shop. Have the Jim Henson Creature Shop make the Appa. Oh, they can't do that because it's Disney.
They could.
It's Disney.
They could hire him out. You know what else is technically owned by Disney? Technically owns everything. Industrial Light and Magic, but they do other studios productions.
True.
So they could get the Henson.
Like if I,
because
if I was a filmmaker, I'd use
Yoda
I'd use
a puppet.
But that's Star Disney. Wars is owned by Disney. Yeah.
I'm just saying,
I just assume
if I was a filmmaker
Disney.
Working for Universal, I would like love to use Jim Henson's Creature Shop, which like that's very underutilized these days.
I'll agree with it, and I'll say I think that for this they need to make Aang a little bit older.
How many episodes do you think it needs to be?
I think they could get away if they did hour episodes. I think they could get away with 10 per season, like Game of Thrones.
That would be reasonable,
and that'd be dope, and it'd be.
So do you want
good.
A retelling?
I want whatever they want to do. Because they didn't...
The showrunners didn't work.
They were producers, in air quotes. Oh, yeah, they showed up and they were like, hey, don't do this.
Fuck off, that's what he said.
And that's my twist ending. This is going to be very
bad. The twist is, you guys fuck off.
My twist is, I'm going to ruin this.
My twist is, his name's Aang. That's the twist.
Half the characters are gone.
That's the twist. But he's not in it. That's the twist.
But I, you know, like, because when they made Avatar, the original series, it was amazing. And then I really like Legend of Korra, and that was just them being like, we're gonna do what we want, so like whatever they feel will make the best story, go with it. And if it were me, I would make this live action one I would retell it in a way that's a little bit more like adult, just because I feel like that comes from making something live action. That kind of
so
comes
adult,
with it
alienate
no
anybody,
no but no. Just like a little bit more like the like physical comedy that was in the cartoon that wouldn't translate to live action. Like, don't try to make that happen, you know. Like things that work in animated.
Still make Sokka funny.
Oh yeah, make him hilarious. Upset.
Yeah, because like, you know, Sokka was like
chump.
He was so
see
serious all the time.
Yeah, he sucked.
See
you,
chump.
An interview.
See you, chump.
What did you say earlier from Spider-Man where he's like, he goes, What are you doing up there? Staying away from you.
Macho Man is like,
what are you doing up there?
Staying away from you. That's a nice outfit.
Did your husband make it for you? It's 2002.
We can
Bones
say that.
Zaw is ready. Yeah, this is right before gays. Like, that's off limits.
Like, that's off limits.
Oh, he can get away with it.
Shit, he can get away with it. He's in the right...
No one talks about this joke because Spider-Man is off limits.
15 years from now, you'll be in the wrong set of history.
I got you. That's Bones.
I got you, Toby.
If Spider-Man was a bad movie, people would be coming after that joke.
Oh, well, the thing is, like, so the first Spider-Man movie came out today.
Oh, but I yeah,
it'd be so bad.
I rewatched it, and it's
people would not like that.
Yeah,
movie.
It's very not.
Like
yeah.
It came out at the right time.
I don't want to say it's not good because it is good.
Yeah.
But
it has
out
things
now,
in it that are
it's
trash.
It's not even that long. It's like an hour and a half too. Yeah. It's a short movie.
It like definitely sparked like the superhero craze of the 2000s.
Well, it's so good.
Well, it's
like, when
like
we grow
first,
up,
yeah.
Yeah, it was like if you're a kid, like that movie's so good. You know,
more news.
Yeah, you have news,
well,
Hiram.
I do. And I think this is very important that we talk
Hiram,
about
Hiram, give me your news.
Give me your news, all right?
I want to talk about the bad news first.
Oh, the bad news.
Which
bears.
Is Henry Cavill is out as Superman.
Wait, is it officially?
But no.
It's official. I keep seeing stuff that like is just like, oh, it's actually real.
Oh, wait, as of when? Because like what happened is we heard reports that Henry Cavill was out after not coming to an agreement with Warner Brothers about him cameoing in Shazam, and it didn't work out. And then he was like, I'm just out. And then we heard like the next day that he was like, that his people were like, oh no, he spoke too soon. We're just still like hashing it out. Mm-hmm. And then that's the last I heard about.
What I heard was that it was like a report from the studio saying we are moving in a different direction from Henry Cavill. Like it wasn't him leaving.
Like
the...
I'm looking at articles saying like why Henry Cavill is not playing Superman anymore.
Good
all
God.
Right.
I'm just trying to hold on to.
I'm
ago.
Just trying to hold on to S. You know, hope.
Hope, dude. because here's the thing, and I think I speak for all of us when I say this. If they do, if they decide,
in my world, if, it's an S, dude.
If they decide to go through with that.
That's
what a
so
horrible
bad.
Mistake.
That's a horrible
like,
decision.
DC,
he's so good. And like, he's a big guy now. Like Mission Impossible and all these things.
Yeah.
He's
like a draw into the picture. I don't... Dude,
They're making so many bad decisions.
I know, and it's like you can sit back and you can be like, what don't people like about our movies? Oh, they always say that the writing doesn't make sense and that it's like bad and lazy. Well, I think it's our dark tone they don't like. Let's change that at the last minute.
We'll and now it's oh, like now it's they, like, oh, it's our actors.
Yeah, and they're like and they're like, what do people not like? Oh, people are talking about how Henry Cavill might be the best Superman on screen.
He
oh, and
really good.
That and he how everybody loves Ben Affleck. Oh, well, let's get rid of both of those let's guys. Get,
yeah, they're not obvious.
Let's
well,
ditch
I'm
both of them.
Okay, with Ben Affleck, I do not like Ben Affleck.
I'm a I in Batman v Superman, I thought he was really good.
He's just not a good actor. He's just not. A
I
good
think
actor.
He's a good actor.
I like him too.
I thought
he was
good.
Yeah.
Mm. Did you? So incredible. That yeah, that movie is like 70% a good movie.
Yeah, what? It's almost
Batman there. V Superman.
70%.
That's
wait,
pretty
wait,
generous.
Wait.
But I think I think
saying like, oh, it's 70%.
No, it's 70%. If it just had that
it 30
extra,
been okay.
It would be in the good category if it had 30%.
No, yeah, I wouldn't. Stuff. If it, yeah, I'm talking if it had the 30%, it would be good. Not
last,
like amazing, but
it was like pretty good until the last. 30.
Until
and then
the fight between,
not
yeah,
really good,
I think
I mean?
To me, I was like, this movie's great up until Batman and Superman actually fought, like right around
oh,
that area.
I was like,
what the?
It really wasn't that bad up until
the extended version's way better, but yeah. It still is not good.
Like the fact that there has to be an extended version, like the fact that
yeah.
an extended version exists.
Well,
not
the, well, and that, well,
well
that's
that,
what bugs
well, they do
me.
That with every
as
Zack
soon
Snyder
as
movie.
And that's the
Jesse
thing is, and they're always better.
I was like, I'm done with this.
Oh no, I was giving him a chance.
Oh, he was horrible.
He wasn't.
He really wasn't that bad.
He wasn't terrible until the end.
Oh, yeah, he was terrible plan. With that Jolly Rancher.
Dude, and with the pee in the jar,
yeah.
Come on.
The pee in the jar, dude, in his upside down painting that he was
I
like,
just,
dude, that'd be
Hunter.
Funny if it was like a weird, like, quirky.
I gotta,
but
agree,
I, go
I
back,
gotta agree with Logan. He was.
So
but
bad.
I go back and, like, I just really.
Really
it might, just be blinded by.
I liked it when I watched it. I was like, he's not that bad.
I also just hate Jesse.
Yeah,
I might be blinded by how I just really like Zack Snyder's style, and I know it's like a weird thing to say because it's
like
the popular thing to hate on his
style.
I don't hate his style.
I feel like he should be a cinematographer, not a director, because he like sacrifices the movie for these really good shots, but you're like, this is kind of
no.
I saw a video
shots.
About that where it was like Zack Snyder cares more about moments than the entire story.
Yeah,
and honestly, like there are like that's why I didn't like Man of Steel that much, but I loved that one scene where he was learning to fly Man of Steel the most.
Oh yeah,
and that's my favorite
that's
scene
moment.
In any Superman movie.
Yeah,
and that's just a great moment. But the entire film,
like,
I think,
BVS,
kind of
there's
felt
like
flat.
Really good moments.
Yeah, there's
good
there's
moments.
Really good individual
like,
scenes.
Like, when writing it, he's like, okay, I want this bit. How can I get to this?
Well,
yeah,
he doesn't
exactly.
write them.
And
though.
That's how he makes. That's the reason why I don't like his movie.
He should be a cinematographer. Honestly, he's.
Or and a second
really
unit
shots.
Director.
Well, 300 is good.
No, 300, but that's about.
And wait
no,
a
and
second.
Watchmen,
his
Watchmen,
oh, yeah, no, oh it's it, that's like, that's so good.
He's a good director, and you know what?
But
even
he shouldn't
it,
be in charge
what,
of writing.
You know what's yeah. even good, too?
What?
Like, this movie I was so excited about. We talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Guardians
but,
of Cahool?
No, the Owl movie.
I've actually heard that movie is really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's about There's a scene more. Where they go to an Owl City, and you know what they play? Owl City. That's how you know it's good. They do.
You know, they
wow.
play Owl City.
Wow.
They play City. Owl City. But that Sucker Punch, the extended version,
oh,
is actually good.
So...
That's what I've
Why
actually,
you
and
even
I've
care about
Logan,
that movie.
Logan,
That's
I've
not a good, no,
Logan,
really
but here's the thing.
Well,
here's the thing, Logan. That movie and its theatrical version is trash. But Jake's
shit.
Not the only person who's told me that the extended cut is actually like a
it,
good.
Does it
movie.
Show her dance?
No, Warner
or
Brothers.
Is it the
Warner Brothers
scenes?
Took his movie and they cut it because they were like, "Oh, this is too deep." And then you get this shitty, like, not deep. Movie, fighting movie, and then when you get the extended version, you're like, oh, everything makes sense. They
this really makes
every
me.
Scene
this
makes
this really makes me not want to work for Warner Brothers.
It's just
they're very
Warner boring. Brothers. I well, feel like not. Zack Snyder just hitched his wagon to the wrong cart, and well, that's to the wrong horse. Sorry.
Well, he got him going with
because,
300, and then they were like, all right, you're with us, you know.
Yeah, but I feel, but my problem
and now he's
with
out
it
of Warner
is
Brothers,
that
so he can like move on and
yeah.
do, and I'm excited about that.
And I yeah, me too, because I'm excited to see what he does. But I just think he got shafted back and forth in the DC universe just because they kept saddling him with the worst writers, and they would just write like the most garbage script, and then Zack Snyder gets all the blame for it
what
at the end
about?
Of the
they
day.
They watched Blade 3. They were like, let's get this guy.
Yeah.
This director.
They're like,
to write all of our movies.
All right, like, let's get like this guy. He's
like the cheapest guy, but people kind of know him, you know?
David Goyer.
David Goyer. Yeah, I've heard of him before.
I've heard of him, but like David Goyer.
Now, David Goyer's worse.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I was saying.
That's what they did. They're like, how can we get cheap, but people kind of know the name a little bit?
That's but
the
it's.
Thing. I don't think anyone, if normal people, would know who David S. Goyer is.
No, I kind of do, but like you hear about him, but that might be just because.
But
the
you
kind of
do,
out.
And you're way into movies. Like, yeah, normal people do.
I know who he is, and yeah. I know that I'm all. When I see his name, I go, "This could be rough."
Yeah, if he's on a, and then when he's on a Nolan movie, you're like, "It's mostly." And John, but Jonathan's also on.
Yeah,
it,
you're like, "Oh, it's fine."
Good. Yeah.
But that's mostly because of Jonathan Nolan.
But relating to the topic of Henry Cavill, Warner Brothers is considering Michael B. Jordan playing Superman.
Oh.
I think that was just some. I read that somebody on some
that's the
like
most publicity stunt but, type.
It
thing
is.
But
I,
all time.
My thing is, I read somewhere that somebody just like some like rumor or like some comic book website was like, "What if they did Michael B. Jordan?" And now everyone's been going,
"That's what
they're considering Michael B. Jordan." That's so it's not like a legit thing, but
it's
I think,
not.
And
I
I'm
a
big fan
a
of
idea.
His. He does not fit the character whatsoever.
We
love doesn't.
Him as yeah. I even said, he would be a good Flash. He would be a good John Stewart if they did
would,
the John Stewart
yeah.
movie.
Yeah,
he'd be a great John Stewart.
He just
Stewart.
Doesn't look like.
He just has doesn't have that.
He doesn't have
presence.
The body type for it. Like
but
he would need
just
to be
not white enough.
His, his charisma is different because like Superman is just a straight. You know, he's a straight man. He's really corny as fuck.
Yeah, Michael B.
Jordan's Michael B.
Too
Jordan's
gay.
Too
he's,
fucking cool.
Yeah, he's too fucking gay and black.
He's too gay and black. He could be
Jesus
gay.
That's the worst.
He's too fucking gay and black.
That's
he's
horrible,
too fucking
dude.
Gay.
But,
that one out of context would be bad, dude.
Guys,
oh, yeah. I'm right
cut,
here,
what
Logan.
What minute are we at? Just cut to this point.
Don't tell him the minute.
I'm not gonna tell him.
Well, just
well,
keep
it's
the,
be
just
inaccurate.
Keep the gay. Just get the gay. Keep the gay part, but not the too black part.
Yeah.
But
okay.
He
white him a bit.
He's too
white
gay.
But here's my
like
thing:
cut.
Is he just?
Well, you know,
he
they
just,
CG the mustache off. They can make him white.
They can CG the black off him.
Oh my god!
And he's like,
you're
no.
digging yourself to a bigger hole here.
No, Warner Brothers is like, you
no,
gotta
no, no,
be
it's
white.
A solution.
And he's like, but I'm filming Creed 2. I have to stay black. And they're like, we'll CG it off.
I'm filming Creed 2.
No, they are.
Creed 2 looks great.
Dude, Creed 2 looks really good.
When that comes out like next month,
that
right?
The trailer was
in,
like,
in
I just
October.
Saw it. It looked really good. I've never seen Creed 1. I was
Creed
like,
1
I
is
I
you
want to
borrow
Creed
it from
Creed
me?
1
I
is
have
still
it.
Ryan Coogler's best movie by far.
You like
way
that?
Better than Black Panther, huh?
You like that more than what is it? Fruitvale
Station?
Station?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't
oh,
see
I
Fruitvale
seen Creed,
Station.
So I don't know.
Oh, dude, let me tell you about Creed. Creed.
Why haven't you seen Creed? You watched all of them.
Well, like,
it came in theaters
like,
when I was in school.
I do have a bit
time.
Of a bias because
so
like Fruitvale Station is like the topic of Fruitvale Station is something that I'm like not comfortable
guys,
watching all the time. So it's like,
I have to say something. And
sure.
I'm like the podcast police. We got to not talk over each other as much. It's getting real bad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Oh. It's Logan.
It's me. Sorry. Bring out the worst in you guys.
Well, when there's four, we can split off and have our own two conversations.
I know. It's
going.
Tough. It's real tough. But Creed's good, man. I almost cried at the end, and it wasn't even like...
You,
like,
almost Creed? It,
yes.
Almost Creed.
But, this, but like the scene wasn't even like necessarily calling for it. You know how they'll have like a character dies or something, and they're like, cry now. And it's not bad that a movie does that, but this was like... And I've watched it a couple times, and it happens every time I watch it. But and
is
it's like it's
semester?
Just a scene, and it's just because they've nailed his character and his like struggle the whole way up. That at this scene at the end, I'm always like emotional.
Yeah, watch it. Did they burn Sylvester Stallone's fedora?
No,
that's when I cry.
And you're like, no,
not
like,
the fedora.
He didn't even really call for it for emotion, but I could just couldn't help myself.
Yeah, he just leaves it behind.
But that looks good. But yeah, moving on. I mean, we have other news, don't we? There's
yeah,
a, there's
yeah,
some,
yeah. There's some huge news, and that's in the form of Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers.
Smash Brothers.
Do you want to play some Smash Brothers?
Hey, I want you to throw that Smash Brothers news right
oh,
now.
Oh yeah, well there's Smash a me. There is a new there was like a new Nintendo Direct, and oh actually no, there was a Nintendo Direct
yes.
that has Smash Brothers at the end.
All right.
But the biggest thing about this Nintendo Direct is that like there's a new Luigi's Mansion 3 coming out on the Switch, and not the 3DS.
Thank God.
I'll miss that one.
I honestly,
what?
Honestly, I get so mad because 3DS is still getting games, and I'm like, Nintendo, please pull the plug already. 3DS is done. Just give all
is
your attention
done?
To the Switch.
I thought people
no, it's not
like...
done. But I'm like,
but it's done.
It just needs
it's dying.
It needs to die.
It's at its deathbed.
It needs to die. I mean, like, it's been around too long.
And the nurse is about to pull the plug, and the dad's like, "Wait a minute, his insurance hasn't gone through."
Wait a few seconds.
We gotta make sure.
All right, pull it now.
All right, pull it now.
There's another. There's Send an, him there. They had more. They had more Pokemon news where like it had the bundle, and then. They have
what bundle? Wait, explain that.
There's a new Pokemon bundle with like it comes with the game and like the specialty controller and shit.
How much money?
I would guess.
Do you have
that I have
bank right now?
How much?
Transfer it to me.
Well, I have.
I have your family hostage.
I have 1 cent in my bank account, but.
One cent,
Hiram.
No, he said cinnamon bun.
Oh, I did say he said cinnamon.
I have one.
It sounded
cinnamon
like
bun.
He said I had 1 cinnamon in my bank account.
I said I have 1 cinnamon bun in my bank account.
No, he said, "Hey, what do you have in your bank account?" And he said 1 cinnamon bun. And we were like, "Oh, okay."
But
one cinnamon bun, can you have
Hiram?
With
how
me?
Many how many bones is this gonna set me back if I want this combo pack?
Wait. Why would you want the bundle? You already have the Switch.
Oh, you're right. I mean, I'll be honest. I thought you meant it was a different controller for the Switch.
Oh, no, it doesn't have like a specialty controller. It's just like a new skin on the Joy-Con controller.
Oh, I don't need that crap.
Yeah, you don't.
what if I want a second Switch?
They had more stuff on Mario Party 11, which I'm considering getting more and more whenever I see it. It looks like an actual Mario Party game.
Looks
this
like
time.
A party.
Guys,
dude.
I'm going to be so poor. There's so many games coming out, and there's even more that I forgot were coming out.
Yeah.
My money is like, going to be gone.
I wanted to get Red Dead, but I'm realizing like Soul Calibur 6 is coming out, and I'm like,
that
fuck.
Doesn't even hold a candle to Red Dead.
Dude, yeah, but
it doesn't, but I'm like, I love Soul Calibur.
Yeah,
and
we're
going to
have two copies in our house, so you're fine. You're going to be playing it.
Oh, yeah. And I'm like,
fine,
and I'm preparing for Smash Brothers. Like I
he
already
prepared
got...
so hard for me to hog Spider-Man. He was like, "I'm just ready for it." And then we both played it like the same.
Yeah, well,
the
you
same.
Just well, no, you played. Well, no, I just stopped playing.
And Jake, you beat it, right?
I beat it.
So we can talk about the story now, unless Logan doesn't want to hear.
I mean,
spoilers.
No, I
he's
saw
seen
him,
it. And he
I
watched
saw
me
the
play
last
it.
Cutscene.
We can talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. Okay. So all right,
we'll talk
so,
about
like,
it when we get there.
I'm gonna finish up here. So all right. So the next thing is the next big thing is that there's gonna be a new Animal Crossing game for the Switch. Finally. Now,
yes,
I will say
I'm
though
very excited about
I will
that.
Say though cuz like I wasn't like an Animal Crossing fan at first and I really didn't
I
care about
animals.
It at first. But
I hate crossing things.
I hate crossing things.
Especially
but
streets
played,
or I, my enemies.
I thought Animal Crossing was about animals crossing and then you get to drive a car into them.
Dude, that'd be fun.
Dude,
that'll
be
great. Really fun.
I do it in real life.
I'd pitch it to a Nintendo.
Well, now you can do it and it's legal and it's fine.
Well, it's I mean it, when it's illegal, it's more fun.
Or morally.
Oh,
legal.
Yeah.
Oh, morally.
Well, I'm excited because like, I've played New Leaf, and I was surprisingly addicted to the game. So I'm like, oh, wow. Fucking Animal Crossing looks really nice.
That's
and it's
cool.
Pleasant. Like, it's not like you get stressed. It's just like Tom Nook kind of like annoys you.
Oh,
it's
he's
like,
a,
you gotta pay your rent.
Excuse my language, guys. I gotta say it. Tom Nook is a bitch.
Tom Nook, nobody likes Tom Nook, and it's funny because like they're all cute characters, and then you
Jesus.
Have Tom Nook who's also cute,
it sounds
but he's such a bitch.
When James says it,
Tom Nook is a bitch because he doesn't say it. That's why
I
it's
know.
So funny
Tom
when
Nook
James
is a bitch. I like the times you use it about a fictional character.
Well, this guy, I'm
Tom
just
Nook.
Trying to get by.
Okay,
I'm just trying to get by, and he's trying to like upsell me on buying a shovel.
Tom Nook.
Yeah, because like, okay, explain why Tom Nook's an asshole.
He's the worst. So here's what this. It's like a very relaxing game. You're just like living in a town and you move in and your house is a dump. It literally, it's not like a one bedroom. It just has one room and that's it. And he forces you to live there. And then he's like, now pay me rent. Now pay off your house payment. And he's like, oh, you don't have a job? Well, come work for me. And he pays you crap. And then once you finally get enough money to like go out, set out on your own, then when you come back to buy stuff from him, his prices are like absurd. It's like $300 for a shovel.
That's ridiculous.
Jesus.
Yeah, and like you have to like, so you kind of like grind by collecting fruit and then like selling it to the market.
And then as you buy stuff from him, he you stay in the same garbage house and his store upgrades.
He's like, oh, I'm reaping in the benefits.
But eventually,
hey, I upgraded. And I'm like, fuck you, Tom Nook.
Nope.
I still have fucking...
sold you all my apples.
But that game's
fucker.
So good. You can like talk to your you
oh,
like
a shovel.
Oh,
you like
$300 shovel. I sunk all my money into the shovel.
On the DS game, it's really fun because
piece of metal on
it. He just tapes. He just tapes a stick to a rock, and he's like, "It's a shovel
on it with Sharpie."
$200.
And you buy it, you know, you buy it.
Because he's the only one. He has a monopoly.
Monopoly on fake shovels. Yeah. They're not even real.
But you can talk to, like, your neighbors and do stuff with them. And then, like, the best was on the DS game because if you, like, visited, you could, like, visit your friends' towns. And if you did, there was a chance, like, someone from your town would eventually move to their town. And then, like, they could talk about you with those people. It's a very, like, casual
game. Oh, I've seen
it.
I just haven't played
it. It's a great time. I highly recommend it. This is some of the music from it. It's been really setting the mood here. Don't sue us, Nintendo. A
couple more things about the Direct.
They might. Nintendo would sue.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Nintendo can sue us for all the money we've made on this podcast. Spoilers, it's negative. They owe us money.
They owe us money. To use it.
A couple more things. There's a Katamari game, and I should introduce you guys to Katamari. It's a really fucking weird game where you roll over shit. And then more. And there's more.
I know
more
about
Mega
that game.
More Mega Man 11, which looks great. Which I should. Yeah. I should have you guys play Mega Man game. It's great.
I'm more of a Mega Boy.
I would explain it, but like I just.
I like Mega Boys.
I like.
No. Just Mega
That's
Boy.
What you
it's
said.
Mega. I said I'm a Mega Boy.
Hiram, we should like. Get and trap James into saying things and then get his career ruined.
No.
Because he's so worried about it.
It's like, it's fine.
Did you just say you like Mega Boys? Get that in writing, James.
No.
And Disney's like, this just in. James likes
Mega
Boys.
He'll never work for us in the future.
What's wrong with regular boys?
You like a mega.
You like a
They're
mega.
They're huge.
You like it when they eat a mushroom. And there's like the classic Final Fantasy ports are coming for Switch, like 7, 9, and 10, and 10.
I thought you said. I thought you said Final Fantasy Porgs.
Final Fantasy Porgs.
I thought he said a lot of new Final Fantasy Porks. I thought he said.
Oh, Final Fantasy
I thought he said
ports.
Final
then
Fantasy
I,
porn.
As in Portugal.
But then as
dude,
as
there's
as
so
you,
much.
There's so much.
They're
Final
porting
Fantasy
all my Final Fantasy porn.
Pull it up. Pull up some.
I'll pull
that you have saved in your history.
Pull up some Final Fantasy porn.
This just in: James has Final Fantasy porn.
Ooh, look at Hikari from Kingdom Hearts.
Ooh, oh shit.
She's nude.
Wow, James.
Hikari's in Kingdom
Look
Hearts.
Look at those.
She wouldn't be nude.
I don't know.
In James's porn, she'd be wearing like a nightgown or something.
Like, ooh, she's so
that's nude. That's like really edgy for James right there.
And he's like her ankle, so I don't know about this.
But
Mom, I'm sorry.
What, you
what do you guys say we
you
move on to the next?
Soon.
Does anyone have more news?
Oh yeah, the next thing. Oh, Smash Brothers. Right.
Yeah,
so
Smash
like, so the only Smash Brothers news is Isabelle from Animal Crossing is announced.
Oh.
And so, like, after that was, like, the game Animal Crossing was announced. So, like, Isabelle from Animal Crossing is announced for Smash as a new fighter.
What's the guy's name you said is a bitch?
Oh, Tom Nook.
Why wouldn't we have Tom Nook?
Tom Nook was in.
I was hoping Tom Nook would be a
Tom
game.
Nook.
Makes you pay for it.
He'll show up, I'm
That's
sure.
That's what he does. You're about to punch him. He's like, you can give me $5.
You
will
rent.
Hit me.
You
he
rent.
Sues you.
He sues you.
He's about to hit you. You will rent.
He's like, hey Link, Fox.
No.
Hey, Link, Fox, Mario, you want to pay rent?
And they go, no.
Rent.
And that's how it is.
So is that the end of the news, guys?
That's the end of the game news.
Well,
that I have
something.
You have some news?
You have some.
Well, me and Jake have seen it. You guys need to watch it.
Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This new movie came out. You can get it on Amazon.
You can stop that now.
I kind of liked it.
It's Animal Crossing music is very pleasant.
Yeah, no, keep
say.
It going.
I think when the babbling brook noise started happening, I was like, we've gotten far into this, haven't we?
I think this is the Animal Crossing podcast episode.
You know what is this? Kung Fu Kings of Animal Crossing?
It
Tom
should
Nook
be.
Edition?
It should
Tom,
be.
Tom
Nook
Nook.
Edition. Tom Nook's a bitch edition? That's the name of this episode. Tom Nook's a bitch.
I'd be happy with that. Hit us with your news.
Amazon, this new movie Mandy came out.
You're a fine girl.
What?
Mandy, you're a fine girl.
Oh, I don't know.
That's Brandy. It's the song. Never mind.
Oh.
Never mind.
You should give a cough to yourself. Yeah, okay. There you go. Good.
But yeah, have you guys? I know Hiram has.
Yeah,
Did
I saw
you hear
it.
About this, James?
The movie?
Yeah.
You watched the trailer.
I have seen the trailer. I know about the movie. I just have not seen the movie, but
dude,
I've seen this movie.
Watch it.
What was that?
It was this.
Secret Lives with Charlotte.
That was all nose, dude. That was all nose. That was They said, you can use your mouth, Nicholas. And he said,
no, it's just my nose.
No, I'm feeling the emotion through my nose.
But yeah, we saw really Mandy because we didn't know if it was going to be in theaters. And then we looked it up on Amazon and you could rent it on Amazon. We're like, oh, let's just watch it.
Tell me about it.
I don't know if James will like it.
Well, you gotta watch it.
You do have to watch it.
Okay, that's fine.
So it's basically like a metal music video. It's this cult that it's Nicolas Cage and his wife Mandy, and they live in a cabin in the woods. And this cult leader gets a dream of her, and so they go and kidnap her.
Okay.
And then it basically escalates from
there. It's basically a revenge movie with Nicolas Cage, but it's like metal.
So it's like so it's like a super like stylized metal with Nicolas Cage.
It's very cerebral.
There's a lot of the first hour
is cerebral.
Does he think he's going insane?
No.
Okay, good.
No, he's just like basically,
he does go insane. He goes insane,
but he's like, I'm gonna just kill these cultists.
Oh well, then I'm in.
He has a couple of like very quick Nicolas Cage moments.
There's one scene specific. So we repeated.
We had to replay it because we freaked out so hard.
Because it was him just going full blown Nick Cage.
He was going nuts because the whole time he's very reserved, and then he just flips the fuck out. And we were like, replay that. We had to go back and watch it.
Replay that.
It was very. It was really good. And this is this guy's second movie he's ever made.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Is he a young man? Because I always like to root for. Oh, never mind. But that's so cool. I always like to root for like directors.
He helped with other movies.
Yeah, he worked on a couple movies. He was like the camera operator on Tombstone. He worked on that cowboy movie too. So when he was like 20.
Well, I'm always a fan of when directors can get in when they're like young, like when they're like in their late 20s, early 30s, because it gives me it gives me hope. It makes me feel like maybe I could do it.
His first movie is on there, too.
I would think on the other end. I'd be like, man, I got time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for 40?
Yeah.
Who knows where I'll be when I'm 40? I could be dead.
You could be dead.
With your crazy lifestyle, you probably will be. You know James. He's always taking risks.
But
I've always known James.
We call him Risky James.
Speaking of young directors.
What about young directors? What happened?
Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
I'm trying to segue into Spider-Man. Unless you got a little bit more to say, you can tell me a little more.
Sam Raimi's not that young.
When he directed Evil Dead, he was 19.
Isn't
that insane?
That is insane. I haven't done anything.
You're past your prime.
I'm past my prime.
I was better at making movies when I was 19. I'll tell you that
much. If we're going to talk about Spider-Man,
we should talk about you spoiled what we're going to talk about.
My segue.
Well, if we're going to talk about Spider-Man, we got to talk about how Jake felt about the ending
of Spider-Man of the Spider-Man game.
Let's do that first.
Well, spoilers ahead.
I'll underscore you with the Spider-Man 2 music.
Well, so I played the game and I was trying to take my time. And then all of a sudden, I got to the door of MJ's apartment and it was like the end of game level. And I was like, shit, already? And then I played it. And it was cool. His suit was more badass than the normal's Insomniac suit, the black suit
that was made
of octopus arms. I was like, oh, hot damn, dude.
I wanted it to light up red, but I understand why it didn't, story-wise.
Yeah, because it had to be like the And the boss battle with Doc Ock is really cool.
It's so good, and the fact that he like shatters the mask, and then when he finds out that he's Doc Ock knew the whole time. He was,
I mean, that's pretty cool.
You could have guessed it, but like I liked how they played it. I liked how he was like, you knew, and then he was like so mad at him that that's when he like broke one of his octopus arms off.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good ending. It was basically everyone hyped it like it was like something crazy was going to twist ending, because they were like, dude, just get, like you were too. You were like, just get ready.
Well,
and then I watched it. And it was like he beat him and MJ kissed.
Well, my whole thing is
fucking spoilers died. And
wait a second.
Yeah, I know, it was so sad. They were like, you can either save Aunt May or save the whole city.
And all the scenes are like so good. Like him with like the thing, and he's like, it was like a really iconic shot of him like
crying
against her.
I wish I had liked Aunt May more, though. That was the thing.
Well, I mean,
I think that's what it was. I thought she was creepy.
I was getting emotional.
I thought she was just Aunt May.
I liked her.
She was fine, but I was like, it was a really good game overall. I wish you had more missions fighting like Rhino and stuff, because those were the most fun. The Rhino boss battle was awesome.
Yeah, I liked the fight between when it was Vulture and Electro.
Both of those were really good. I just wish we had more fighting those guys.
Yeah, and that's why I think the next game will be even better. But I just, the ending to me just super emotionally satisfying. And I was saying last week how I think it's my favorite depiction of the character of Spider-Man, not counting comics, but
I didn't even mention
counting movies.
It very well might be after watching some, because I just like the scenes. Counting there's so many good scenes. Well, I mean, I'm not talking like how he plays the character. I'm talking like whole package, like how they frame the whole world around him. Yeah.
Oh no.
Because the whole scene Spider-Man where like Doc Ock is like crashed down, and he like has to talk to him about how like he respected him so much, and they're like dude, their whole back and forth. That was just really effective to me. To me, it was really effective.
I didn't mention the fact that like the Spider-Man. I don't know why I didn't say this on the news that the creative director of Spider-Man was like saying, "Hey, this is going to be the first in the Marvel's gaming universe."
Yeah, that's news.
Huge news.
That's huge news.
Because the world they've set up in this game
is
designs of the characters and stuff is really.
And
good.
Me and you and Logan were talking about like how Black Panther would look cool.
Dude, Wakanda. I'm in. Dude,
I'm
right?
So in.
That would be so good.
If they announced that was the second one.
I know, that would be great.
I would be fine if they were like put off Spider-Man the second one to make a Black Panther one.
Yeah, just make a DLC. Like, I know they're doing DLC packs for this. If they were like, hey, we're going to backburner Spider-Man 2. We're going to do a big DLC pack for it and then just do a Black Panther game.
I'm in. They're going to do. They're going to sell a ton of DLC.
I just wish this game
I'm down with it.
Instead of one main mission, like they've done it in other ones, I just wish that some of the other villains you didn't get to meet had like their own subplot side missions.
That's what they're probably doing with the DLC.
I want that in the game.
Oh, well, like Tombstone had a little bit of a thing, but you wish there was like a longer thing.
Like a Scorpion
with him.
One, and then a Rhino, you know, like every bad guy, and then like they'll probably
like
have a
Mysterio.
Venom one. Mysterio, a side mission. Come on, a Mysterio side mission would be so good.
It'd be so like do it like Spider-Man 2, where it was like. You fought him like four different times throughout the course of the story. Yeah, he kept showing up, and he was garbage the first couple times.
No, I liked the campaign a lot. I wish it was longer. It felt very short, even though I put it off for a long time. It felt very short.
Not super long.
You were like feeling yourself. I'm about to beat.
I know. I was like, I'm about to. When the city came under fire, I was like, oh, it's about to be over. If I wanted to, I could beat this in like 2 hours. I was like, no. Please. But there's so much stuff to do. I like the after credits. I was like, is Norman or is Harry fucking Venom? Because he had like symbiote.
I think he is.
I think
I looked up online. People were saying, yeah, he is. But I think I really like all the changes they made to the villains. I think they're new.
They're cool.
And their motivations when they changed them, like how they made it to
all
where.
The same.
Well, Doc Ox isn't.
Rhino's
where,
the same. Electra's the same.
Well, yeah.
Scorpion's
but
the same.
But also, no, because.
They're all the same.
Norman Osborn.
Was Norman Osborn? I meant those
choice having Carrot Top play Norman Osborn.
His hair
but
was
I think
ridiculous.
It worked.
It was.
I think it worked, honestly.
But I like how his whole thing was he's not like that. But, like he's kind of a douchebag, but he's just trying to save his son.
Yeah, so
I really liked that, and I think that the Venom symbiote in an attempt to recreate Spider-Man's powers makes more sense to me than, like, it just came from space.
But wait, recreate Spider-Man's powers? Like, he has a whole lab filled with spiders that will turn you into Spider-Man right away.
But they broke him.
Not all of them.
Well, I mean, but you know what I mean.
They broke the spiders.
I just thought that was funny because it's like, why do you have all these spiders and they'll turn you into Spider-Man? Just give them to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have them right there and then they escape
spiders.
A mile.
Well, I don't think he knows that those spiders.
I thought for a second Mary Jane was going to become
Spider-Man. That would have been wild.
That would have been really fun.
But,
you're going to play Mary Jane?
I think one of the best things this game did was make me excited to play as Miles in the next game.
Oh,
because at the beginning,
like
no,
I can't make it that joke and work.
No,
this game
no.
really truly makes you feel like Spider-Man. I was looking for a game that makes you feel like Spider-Man. Go ahead. Sorry.
But like in the beginning of the game, whenever it makes you be Miles or Mary Jane, you're like,
oh. Oh yeah.
But the fact that they won you over with the character, and at the end you're like, oh sweet, and you're not just like, oh another like. Because if you make him lame, then when he has powers at the end, you'd be like, wow.
Yeah,
I don't, yeah.
But they made him good.
It seemed like the characters in it were really well
They were done pretty well. Yeah. I liked, it's just, I don't know, it's just Miles was,
It's just when you know how they have been before. I don't want to be a nerd and be like, the comic books. But Miles in the comics does not act anything like the Miles in the game. So it's like, well, Miles is so good.
Didn't you say you didn't like the Miles in the comics as much? You've said he was lame in the past.
Like, no, I didn't like him when they killed Peter and then they replaced him with Miles just because I liked Peter. But Miles as a character is good. Well, you had that ready to go. You were like, I got you on this.
I said he's going to say something about how he doesn't like Miles, and I'm going to go.
In this game?
No, just in... in a, there was,
I didn't like Miles because I was like, I like Peter, but then he's fine.
He's and we've talked about it on the podcast before.
In general, like overall. Yeah, well,
we've just talked about it before, how a lot of people know absolutely nothing about his character and just go, well, it should be Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why,
and
I'm
it's like, but you don't even know who that is. You just know that he's Black Spider-Man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like Puerto Rican,
which is why I don't like that perception. I don't like that perception of Miles. I think the better perception of Miles would be, oh, he's a good successor to Peter Parker, not so much, oh, he's a Black Spider-Man. But
that's, I like him.
That's why I like him too. That's why I
we like all this stuff. It makes it sound like we don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's why I'm really excited for Into the Spider-Verse, like the
that
movie.
That movie looks so good.
Is his cop dad gonna amazing. Die?
Oh, of course.
I already like his dad though.
I like his cop dad.
I watch like his cop dad. Freaking, I watch and he's in the trailer and I'm like, he's the best. And then I played this game and I was like,
is he gonna die by Mr. Negative?
I don't know.
Like we're going to watch a movie where we're seeing an Asian guy. We're like going to be, oh no!
Hey,
all
Jake,
those Mr.
I was
negative bits where you're like following him through the ghost world, and I'm like, are we in Arkham right now?
I was playing playing at y'all's house or y'all's apartment, and I was playing on Hiram's, and we did the part where he takes you into the negative zone, and it's like the whole thing where you can see Miles' dad like mid dive, and I went and I got into photo mode and I took a selfie with him
with his dad
who's like diving,
and you showed it to Miles later.
That was really funny because like before then I think we were I was fighting bad guys in the warehouse and I was playing doo-wop music.
Yeah, yeah. Jake, Hiram's music was great. His music selection, he played like the weirdest music, but it matched up perfectly with his fighting. He was like intentionally fighting to the beat.
It's a great game. Like the story mode for being a Spider-Man game is really good. It's just the ending was just like, it was good. I just think people told me it was so good. Like I thought something crazy was gonna happen. And
I shouldn't have done that to you.
I know. If you hadn't told me, I'd have been like, you fought Doc Ock. This boss battle's dope. And then I beat him. Cool. But then I was like, I beat him. Then what? And I was like, oh, I beat him. You know what I mean?
But for me, I guess I got kind of the opposite because I had been told so many times like, oh, it leaves it so open for a sequel. So I assumed what people meant by that was when the Sinister Six like all kind of formed, I was like, oh, the game's going to end here. And it's going to be like, come back for the next one, because a lot of games do that and it pisses me off.
Well, they put that in the trailer, so I assumed it was not going
to
be like
that. But like I wouldn't put it past Sony to ruin the marketing. You know,
I would not. No, Sony's good about. They've got really good marketing of their games.
Maybe for games, but for their movies, their marketing is usually real bad.
Yeah, but games.
Oh, for their movies, you're right.
Yeah, but games is different.
But
yeah, but games is different. You said that point twice. You had to make that point known.
But
I didn't say that. That's the first time I said that.
Oh, really?
Yes. Harm, you living in a pocket universe over there?
I'm doing applications while recording. My bad.
But
this just in.
All in. All in all, big fan.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Big fans the board. I liked it.
So, what are we going to talk about?
It. So now let's talk about... Let's start in time order. We're going to talk about Spider-Man 2.
Oh, but that's not the one with Bonesaw.
Yeah, that's not the one.
We didn't pick Bonesaw.
Bonesaw is the best out of any Spider-Man movie.
I'm sorry, wait for the intro.
Where's Bonesaw spinoff?
Oh, yeah!
Where's the Bonesaw movie?
So, I hadn't seen Spider-Man 2 since I was probably in elementary school. It had been that long. And I just remembered it being so good.
You watched Spider-Man 2 since
then? I watched it this week. And good God, this is, I'm going to say it because I watched all three of them. Yes, I watched this one and Amazing Spider-Man 2 yesterday, and I watched Homecoming this morning. this is the best Spider-Man
movie.
It is the best one.
But I thought Homecoming was, but I'm like, no.
I would say Homecoming is like the second.
Spider-Man 2 I would has say too.
I'd say Homecoming is second, but I'd say it's still, this one isn't even like just barely the best one. This is it's by far the best one.
Dude, it's everything. You know Sam Raimi made the first one to get to make this one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And it's, it is
Doc
like,
Ock is the best villain they've ever had.
I remembered him having more screen time.
The fact that his arms tell him to rob banks is amazing.
But see, that's something where it's like the thing with Jamie Foxx and the blueprints where we like it, but it's not necessary. But like,
it's good.
It, the game kind of, after playing this game, I was like, I wish they had done that.
Well,
and
you
then
had
it would
way
have been
more time to do it too in the game. You had the whole game to make him become Dr. Octopus. You know
but,
what I mean?
Oh, but the game, he didn't say, hey, rob banks.
He didn't say, make the sun.
Make the sun. We've done enough testing.
Whatever. For Rosie. That's where. Rosie! That's where
dude,
I got that from.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I watched it and I was like, Rosie. And then I'm like, Jin from Lost, he's there.
He's
operating the computer. He's like, everything looks good, and he keeps like pressing buttons. I'm like, good job, Jin.
Jin, that's funny. I forgot that. And then when Harry Osborn's like throwing a temper tantrum, and he's like, "You can't do this!" And then he gets his Spider-Man swing. And he's like, "You killed my dad. I saw you."
And then Joel McHale is in it, and I'm like, man, they've got characters from all my favorite TV shows in this.
And the best fight scene in any Spider-Man movie, the train scene.
Yeah,
the train scene was the best Spider-Man scene of all time.
It's the best. Dude, I remember putting that DVD in.
And just skipping to that scene. It's so good. And you guys have heard me say this before, but I love movies when the director can make it have a tone where when you're watching the movie, it feels like you're watching an important movie. And this one like nails that. And like it does the emotional, like this one I miss. It has things that I miss out of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies where it's like people will give like long speeches that are all about like what the movie's about, like Aunt May's whole speech about like what it means to be a hero, and it just stays on his face the whole time. Do more of this.
The thing about this movie is it does feel, and the thing that I've always liked about the original ones, that the, and even the amazing ones, even though they're not like quality-wise the best, but these movies feel, and Iron Man 1 feels this way, they feel like they're complete movies by themselves, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're not, they didn't feel rushed. A lot of the Marvel movies are good, but they do feel like they're getting them done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They feel like episodes instead
of
like a full
movie.
Spider-Man
2 on its own, you don't have to watch any other one.
Yeah, I didn't watch Spider-Man 1 this week, and I haven't seen that one in forever either.
Spider-Man 2 is just so good.
But Spider-Man 2 is so good, and even when Sam Raimi's freaking dude, he's hilarious. One of the best parts, so they're outside after his like surprise party, and he's talking to Mary Jane, who totally leads him on.
Oh, she's so
and like,
annoying,
but she goes, "It was good to see you today, Peter." And he says,
"Oh boy, yeah."
He says, "Oh boy, yeah."
There's so many creepy, dude. And only Tobey Maguire could say that, and you'd be like, "It's just Peter being weird."
Because he's
like,
yeah, he makes it work in a way where you're like, he just has no idea what to like.
What
he's
to
just
say
panicking.
With girls. Yeah. He's by far the most awkward one of all. Of
yeah,
the
like Andrew Garfield. I'm like, when he's never. It's a good thing
so
they
cool.
never made him awkward.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I wouldn't buy it.
When he gets, I was thinking about the first one where he gets beat up by Flash. Yeah. I'm like, you're like 30 years old, dude.
Dude, and this one too, when they're like, he's just a kid. I'm like,
yeah,
he's
I'm
like 50.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's ancient.
That was when I was watching the train scene. And he was doing all the things. I was watching with Andy, and I go, you know, the only thing that would make this movie better is if that was Tom Holland right now, because
Tom
I like
Holland
him
in this movie.
But,
would be so good, but
yeah.
It's the way it is, you know. It's Tom Holland was like 6 when this movie came out.
What if it was him 6 years old?
He's like, I got it.
And then they're like, it's just
a kid.
Kid.
They're like, he's in prison.
They take the mask off, and there's no head there, and his head's all the way down, like where the stomach should be.
There's
he's
two
so
babies
short.
On top of each other in the suit.
Two kids and on each other's
Where's
shoulders.
Spider-Man?
It's Spider-Man. They have the strength of two men.
Two babies.
Baby geniuses.
But
we're still gonna do our baby theme.
But
oh,
it's so
right?
It was so, this movie's so freaking good,
and I forgot
how good Danny Elfman's music, man. Danny Elfman's music in it.
Cause oh, yeah, Danny Elfman killed it.
Yeah, he kills it, man. He's so this is good. Might be the best he's ever been. Is like in this movie, it's so like every scene it fits like perfectly, and it's never like too overbearing.
Have you seen Pee Wee Herman?
I've seen Pee Wee's Big Holiday.
He's very good. He's very good. He might have peaked early.
I think he peaked with Pee Wee.
But I also his Batman stuff's pretty good too, though. His Batman stuff.
He did the theme song to Wanted.
Wait.
The bar-dur-dur, you know what I'm talking about.
Which one?
The movie Wanted the where you curve song? The bullets?
Yeah, yeah.
You are you serious?
The what's the music? What's the music?
I'll play it.
Yeah, play it. Look up Wanted theme song.
His music's... Hey, his music takes a big old fat shit on Michael Giacchino's music.
Dude,
Michael
Giacchino. I'll admit it. I'll admit it. No, I'll admit it.
Yeah, because Michael Giacchino didn't do the best job with Homecoming.
I think his music fits that movie. It just...
I think you could have put in Danny Elfman's music and it still would have fit. Oh, the Wanted theme Danny is good.
Wow, Danny Elfman really phoned this one in. Oh, never mind. I thought it was just gonna be. I thought that was just gonna. It was just gonna be that forever.
Well, growing up,
Danny, are you sure?
He's like, fuck it.
Growing up as a kid, I thought like Danny Elfman's song was only like, they say that a hero can save us.
It's fucking Nickelback.
I'm not gonna
stand here and wait.
I love Danny Elfman.
At the end of Spider-Man 2, when he's
that song, Rockstar, man, Danny Elfman
peaked.
At the end of
Spider-Man 2,
he did the Smash Mouth song.
Rockstar isn't by Smash Mouth, it's Nickelback.
Oh, All-Star. Yeah. All-Star.
When at the end of Spider-Man 2, when he's like,
and Danny Elfman's like, that's pretty good, huh?
That's pretty good.
What were you saying?
When at the end of this movie, when he was like swinging into the distance, I go, oh crap, is this the one that ends with Nickelback? But no, it wasn't.
That's the first one.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, good.
The ending of the second one's great too. When the guy who in the comics is the Wolfman, and he looks around and he's like, where's Mary Jane? And she's fucking running away, and she's so happy, and he's like, my life. And he's like, that dork. I should have watched out for that dork.
I loved how the whole movie too has like this like warm color grading to it. It's all like very orange.
It feels like the whole time of day in the like in the game when you're in that certain time
when
of
you're
day,
in
I'm
sunset.
Like, I'm in Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, the whole movie feels like it's at sunset.
That's kind of how like the first one was too, though.
Yeah,
Spider-Man 3. They betrayed that, and that was their biggest mistake.
Well, no, I mean they were trying to go for a darker look just to match the what's happening. You know?
They looked like Sandman. Trash. Spider-Man 3 visually looks like a piece of poop.
Sam Raimi was like, I can do anything.
Sam Raimi, I swear to God, early on in the process, Sam Raimi was like, oh, they're really working against me here. I'm going to just make a goof fest. And I commend him for it.
Well, he didn't say, I've watched interviews with him, and he said that he tried. He just had to work around what they were giving him, and he is very ashamed of that movie. It's very sad.
Well, I feel bad, and
I ruined a franchise.
I would.
He like literally thinks it's that bad, and I'm like, no, you created so many opportunities to make other comic book movies.
Yeah,
but he did ruin that.
He's the reason.
No, he didn't. He's
did
told
they make
him,
Spider-Man
he was like,
4?
He asked them to.
Oh,
he was like, can we make Spider-Man 4? And he gave them the story, and they were like, no.
So he did. Ruin the franchise. I'm sorry, I'm just being
he ruined.
Mean.
He just
ruined
the series.
Created it, so
yeah,
if you made
but here's
it,
and here's
it,
the
you...
thing: Spider-Man 1 is responsible for all the superhero movies we have now because it was such a big hit that studios were like, "Oh, we can fund these. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, we can all make like plastic look
like
CGI characters.
Like him.
Fine.
From Spider-Man it was 3. Between Spider-Man and
Spider-Man
X-Men 2 1.
Does not have like that.
Oh no, it
they're
doesn't.
The reason.
Yeah.
I did a whole report on this
like
in college.
It's kind of like the same situation with Peter Jackson, though, in The Lord of the Rings. Do you think he ruined
He
that?
Got screwed with
no,
The Hobbit,
The
though.
Hobbit, he ruined The Hobbit movies. He didn't ruin the whole franchise.
Oh,
yeah.
But are
yeah,
they
like, they're still
Lord
making...
The
no, they're making
yeah.
they're making
yeah.
a Lord of the...
Are.
They're making a Lord
making
of the Rings Amazon show that has,
about
like, a bigger budget than Game of
Maybe.
Thrones.
That'd be good. What's
about
it going to be
Aragorn.
About?
Just yeah,
him?
I don't. I don't
it's
like
that.
It's
like a prequel. I
yeah,
think.
It's
which
not
I
about
like
because yeah.
I'd rather than do that than make a fucking a remake of Lord of the
no,
Rings.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. It's its own story.
Is it Viggo
but I
Mortensen
think,
though? Who's
no,
gonna
no,
be?
No.
I can
I
only have
in,
Viggo
dude.
Mortensen.
He might pop in. That'd be cool.
I think I think it'd be cool if they made a story where he shows up at some point. But I'm annoyed that it's like young Aragorn because all I can think about is young Sheldon.
Wait, what?
The show.
Well, he's not going to be like 80 years old.
In the movie of Lord of the Rings, he's 50, he's like 50.
Oh, yeah, he's
years
80.
Old.
He's 87.
Young Sheldon.
So, like, you've got
you
that
cannot
whole
be 80.
He can be practically all. He can look. He can look like almost the same age.
Yeah, if they get Viggo in, I'm in. I mean, I'm in regardless because I'm a huge Lord of the Rings
I'm gonna
nerd.
Watch it. And it might
but,
be cool, dude.
Yeah.
If they have the Nemesis system from Shadow of Mordor in the show.
The show is interactive. Kill this guy.
No, it's just him getting killed a lot and them rising the ranks. It's mostly about the goblins. I would watch that show called Goblins.
Goblins.
That'd be amazing. Hiram, what do you think about Spider-Man 2? You haven't talked in like 20 minutes.
What? No, I think it's the best Spider-Man movie ever made.
Yeah,
I think, I think Marvel has, I think Marvel Studios has like a long like hurdle to jump to try and make like Far From Home like even close to that.
Well, yeah. I think.
But here's the thing: we're relating it to it. If you relate Homecoming to Spider-Man 1, Homecoming's better.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So, like,
Homecoming,
the new Spider-Man.
Homecoming is literally like the second best Spider-Man.
But it feels like Homecoming. I don't think.
Saw,
no, it doesn't.
So I prove my point. Spider-Man 1 is the best.
But here's the thing.
Oh yeah, let me snap you into his gym.
But like. To me,
no, but Randy Savage does. They're the same person.
Narratively, though, Spider-Man Homecoming is more like Spider-Man like negative two because he's so far behind where he starts off in any of the other Spider-Man movies.
In Homecoming?
Yeah. Well, I mean because
mean
he's like a sophomore in high school, whereas like all the other Spider-Man movies are like he's a senior.
But if you
graduated,
like I guess. Educationally, he's earlier, but
I'm
like
talking
age-wise, he's much farther along.
Yeah,
I guess,
fought,
yeah.
And
he fought Thanos.
Yeah, and he fought Thanos.
Right
now, he's,
Thanos.
Right now
say,
he's dead.
That was after.
Right now he's dead.
He's canonically dead. That's what I was saying. Like Tobey Maguire and Andrew
actually,
Garfield.
At this point, he's negative. Like he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. Far From Home is just a two-hour-long shot of ashes.
It's heaven. Far From Home.
Yeah, I'm all right.
He's in the astral plane.
Do you guys want to talk about? Well, let me try to think real quick. I'm gonna phone call. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna answer.
We're talking about Homecoming.
Yeah, let's talk about.
Just talk about natural flow.
Well, do we
talk
about
it
the
flow,
Andrew Garfield
you know?
Woods?
Well, we can just kind of talk about them all at once.
That's what I've been doing.
Homecoming to me this time around when I watched it, I liked it a little bit less. I'll be honest.
Really?
And maybe that's because I had just watched Spider-Man 2.
Well, I bought it because I don't own Homecoming, and I was like, I should buy it because I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
And I went and bought it, and we watched it, and it was fun, but it didn't grip me as much as it did the first time.
Yeah,
I know.
This was like the fourth time I watched it. Yeah.
Lifts the rocks, which almost had me crying when I saw it in the theater when he's like, come on, Spider-Man. I was like, that's Spider-Man.
Well, I got annoyed when they have the freaking Tony Stark voiceover. It's like, if you're nothing without the suit, you shouldn't have it.
Yeah,
I'm like, we don't need that.
Yeah,
we
get
it. But
I noticed the more times after watching Spider-Man 2 how they could have done a sick fight scene with Vulture and they didn't. Like at the end.
Yeah,
this director was not a good action director.
Yeah, no. Like he always had Spider-Man do like really like
easy shit,
but not like the kind of cool shit they did in Spider-Man 2 or the Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah,
where, like,
Spider-Man
moved the best.
Yeah,
in that movie.
He moved really well. Like,
but no cool fights with every time they fought, Vulture either overpowered him.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, outsmarted him.
Yeah, if you think about it, he didn't beat the Vulture. Vulture just blew himself up.
Yeah.
And he was like, no!
But I don't like the way he moves as Spider-Man in this. And it's all like when they're about to do that montage, you'll know what I'm talking about. When he gets his backpack, he suits up, that's all fine. And then the music starts, and when he jumps up and he's like bouncing with his webs,
then
he lands, I'm like, that's not how he would get there.
Yeah.
He would like swing and then like kick off the wall and like flip and land.
Yeah, he never has a big swinging moment.
No,
he doesn't.
Never.
I was really waiting for that.
And I mentioned that before when I was early on in the movie, and I was like, well, maybe there's not really a spot for it. But then I got annoyed when
he's
like,
driving.
Oh, I got to catch it. He drives
driving.
A car.
I noticed that because I didn't notice that every other time. And then this time.
He drives.
This time I was like, oh, yeah, it's because he's in Queens the whole time. And then when he's driving, I was like, he's in Manhattan right now. I totally forgot. And why is he driving Flash's car?
Yeah.
Why isn't he swinging through the city right now? Like,
yeah,
he
should
be
swinging.
It's almost
and
like they were like teasing us, but then they never paid off.
Well,
he
didn't
never
have enough fluid. He was saving it for the fight.
Saving his fluid.
He only had the two cap. He only had one cap.
Well, there's a story reason, but it's almost like they wanted to save money, and they were like, "We'll write it in that he's almost out of web fluid, and then he'll just."
We just want him to drive a car.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're just really. I think they kind of went a little too far with the whole teen comedy thing, which I do like. I love the fact. Yeah. I love that fact.
I kind of wish they went more with the teen comedy. I felt like it wasn't enough either way. It wasn't enough here. It wasn't enough teen comedy.
Oh,
it was just kind of like it doesn't really know. Like it wants to be something.
Oh no, I think it. It didn't have any problems with tone or anything like that for me at all. I
thought
so.
It just felt like
I thought they went for the joke sometimes when they shouldn't.
Oh yeah, well that's like every Marvel. That's kind of like a Marvel movie trope.
Yeah, but not Infinity War.
Well, Infinity War had it. The Ben and Jerry's joke is
yeah, but watching it a second time, I'm like, that's fine because they
watching it in the theater and it doesn't land. You're like, I felt that.
Yeah,
watching it the 15th time, like. The jokes don't get in the
way.
There are jokes that don't land, but in Infinity War, their jokes don't get in the way.
Well, yeah.
I think the Russo brothers know that.
I think.
Well, yeah, that's how it works, though, in the theater experience. And then when you go home and watch it, the jokes you laughed at in the theater, you don't anymore just because there's
that. Yeah, that's true.
Which is fine, but and then you just it just goes past them and it's not a big deal. It's not like an Adam Sandler movie where they have a drop out of silence for 15 seconds waiting for you to laugh. And it feels really bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just move right on.
But like this movie and some of the other Marvel movies, I feel like. Stop the motion for a joke, and when the joke.
Wait, which one?
This one and some other Marvel movies, like Doctor Strange, does it at a couple points when they're like having build up.
To me,
I think the whole car thing feels like a joke. Where I'm like, don't.
I didn't think that dropped it. I think they could have replaced.
I hate I don't want him driving that car.
He drives a car.
Yeah, he
drives. Oh yeah, I can't wait to go see this Spider-Man movie where he drives.
It's Fast and the Furious.
Spider-Man. It's like those commercials where it's like, oh, act now and get Spider-Man's car.
Oh,
car.
And we're like, he doesn't have a car, but if you took out, I wish he'd been swinging. But I liked the bit in that moment where it was cutting to Ned and he was like,
yeah, no, I liked their interaction. But I thought about that. I was like, he could be doing this while he's like going on rooftops and he's like, Ned, I need to know where this is. I'm
yeah,
and he's
he
like,
could have easily been swinging.
Could have been, and that would have been cool. I don't know, but it does feel like the first episode of like a Spider-Man
show,
like short series.
If this had been a show, like I almost if we had unlimited budget and this was a show.
I would be so happy.
And this was an episode of the show. It'd be amazing.
But we almost get that because he shows up in like two Marvel movies a year.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm excited for the next one, but I wished that because I really liked what the director did for this one, but I felt like for the next one they needed to go in another direction. Not like that he did a bad job, but I feel like, all right, we got this. I don't want another one that's the same. Like,
yeah,
I want another
yeah.
one that goes further.
He's going.
I don't want it to, like, I want you to get a director that'll take it. Not like a serious, like, going from Harry Potter 2 to 3. Like, I don't want that change.
I want a director that'll go a little more. I think
more.
You are looking for, like, the difference between Joe Johnston and the Russo brothers with the Captain America series.
Yes.
Where, like, it was, like... The Winter Soldier, because like Cap 1 was like a really good film on its own, but like Winter Soldier dives even further as a sequel where it took things a little bit more seriously.
It feels like
not
even in the same
but not
series.
Seriously enough
yeah.
to where it like seems out of place.
Yeah.
Like Cap 2 is like it's my favorite out of the whole Marvel MCU, but like it's a great sequel because it's like a sequel that nobody really expected.
To be that good, but also to take that tone. Yeah.
You know? And I think that's what you're looking for.
I'd love it to be a little more, and I'm a little bit also, like, I can't pass judgment till I see the movie, but I'm annoyed that he's going to Europe. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
the number one complaint.
New York, dude.
Yeah, literally the number one complaint. Like, people across the board loved Homecoming, and me too. But the number one complaint.
MCU movie.
But the number one complaint was he never swings in New York. And they're like, oh, well, now he's in Europe.
Now he's in Europe. Gotcha. It's like they're playing with our emotions.
We said this joke before where he like swings everywhere but Queens.
Yeah, he'll swing or New York. He'll swing right around. He's in Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, no,
he'll swing in Jersey. He'll swing in Europe. He'll swing in fucking Titan.
Yeah, he swings Wakanda. up to the border and then lands and walks.
And he lands and he goes, I hate this place.
He lands and he goes and he takes someone's car.
And he goes, I hate New York.
He bites.
What if they finally go back to New York and Far From Home, but he takes the train instead?
Yeah.
Do you think he's gonna
He goes, quick, I gotta find a train.
Do you think we're finally gonna get to see him bike in the next one?
Finally.
I hope so.
I've been dying. I want him to ride every vehicle.
Yeah.
I want him to be in the Thanos
copter. More web shooters.
I want him to steal the Thanos copter.
I would actually be so excited.
In the Thanos copter.
But here's the thing about the thing you said with the director, is the director, to me, in this movie was made by Kevin Feige in Marvel.
Yeah.
This did not feel like the director really had anything to do with the movie. Like, even the special features, which on the Blu-ray of Homecoming, way more special features than the Infinity War.
Oh,
which
well, I need to take
mad.
A look at them then.
It makes me
well, it's because it's Sony, and they'll
it.
They'll fork over
that
cash.
That makes me so mad.
But, and in, even in those, he's kind of like, oh, Tom's really great. And he's, like, on the set, and there's all these other people directing the thing, and I'm like, and I watched his other movie, Clown, which is that movie where the clown,
yeah.
And there's Cop Car, too.
Feel like Spider-Man at all.
He did
like,
Cop Car, too, which is another movie.
With Jake Johnston?
Maybe. No. That's Dave. Let's Be Cops.
Oh, Let's Be Cops. Oh, I don't know what Cop Car is.
what if they got the Let's Be Cops guy to do Spider-Man?
It's like they hired him again because they're like, oh, we can make whatever we want, like the writers or whoever. Who wrote this movie, by the way?
It was written by John Francis Daly and some other dude.
It was written by like
dude.
Six people, though.
No,
right?
No, it was just two dudes.
No, it was like six people.
Really?
It said that in the credits. It was like, well, by this. It said so many
As far as I know, it was John Francis Daly, a.k.a. One of the main geek in Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, cool.
He's old now. That's why Martin Starr's in it.
The writers really dictated the what the movie was. So
yeah.
That's what really... Because, like, I didn't feel a presence. It's like James Gunn, even though I don't feel like he's as James Gunny, you can still feel
it's him. And the Russo brothers, too. Like, you can
Russo
watch...
Russo brothers even more, I feel like.
Yeah, you can watch... You can watch Winter Soldier, you can watch Civil War, and you can watch Infinity War and go, yeah, this is all by the same dudes.
Yeah, so like, it being the same guy doesn't bother me if the writing's better, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's Homecoming. I want to talk about the best one.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
A personal favorite movie of mine.
Let me play the music from that one because it's really good.
The music in that movie is very good, actually.
It's like...
It's better than Homecoming. It's not as good as... I'm trying not to.
I'd say it has a better theme than Homecoming, but I think the music in Homecoming is better. And what I mean by that is, like, if you listen to a lot of the music in Amazing Spider-Man 2, it's very like thin, like it's just like two instruments. And
wait,
I'm like,
which one
in Amazing Spider-Man 2?
Oh, it
and
is.
It sounds kind of like Hans Zimmer came up with a good theme, and then they were like, it's due tomorrow, and he was like. Okay, and so it's still really good.
Well, at
yeah.
least it doesn't feel like Michael Giacchino did that for all the music. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
That's what that feels like. It didn't even have a good theme. That was the thing about Homecoming.
I think it has a good
beginning.
I think it has a.
Yeah, I was like, when that happened, I was like, shit, the real Spider-Man theme, they never used it in the movie.
Yeah.
I wish they did.
Lifting the rocks, it
begins.
That would
have been great.
No, it begins.
No, but that's his theme. They play that theme like a billion times throughout the course of the movie.
No, not that. I'm talking about the beginning of the movie where it plays the classic Spider-Man. They begin when he's lifting the rocks, it goes. And then it goes something else. It
no, because that's that thing that it plays, even including that, is his theme. It plays that like 100 times.
I'm saying I didn't want that. I'm talking about...
You, but you just... Oh, you wanted it to be the Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't like his theme. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it doesn't quite fit.
Yeah.
And I feel terrible saying
it. Well,
it's
not heroic enough.
I think
it's
if he remixes
it's not heroic
it...
I was trying... I think... It's not heroic enough because it sounds more cartoony.
I think if he remixes it a little bit... I think if he remixes it a little bit and adds more of like the like strings that Danny Elfman's had that go like,
it was the dude. Is it from the first one? I wish his theme song. No, I wish his theme song was
something with Bone Saw.
The dude in the subway who goes, he dresses like a spider, looks like a bug. We should all just give him one big hug.
That sounds like a Randy Newman song,
dude. Randy Newman. Please
should
do
the
next
theme.
Spider-Man theme.
Dude, he'd be
home.
Good, though.
Far from home.
Far from home.
I'm far away.
Far. Spider-Man, I'm in Europe.
Spider-Man's in Europe, he swings.
Driver do
swings, but does he, though? Maybe not. Maybe he'll drive a car.
He'll drive a car, he's just a friend.
He drives a car, he looks like a bug.
So, Amazing Spider-Man 2, I have similar feelings. Better. But similar to Batman v Superman.
It's almost good, but you liked it.
No. I do like this movie.
Yeah, I remember we talked on the phone about how good it was.
I like it.
I like it too.
But
I thought it was really good.
if you talk about it too much, then you're like, okay, this
I know,
is
but
absurd.
If you talk about any comic yeah. book movie, that I didn't get why
Harry
you
never... Osborn is turning into a
this
goblin.
Fucking genius!
It's hilarious.
I gotta find the fact that he goes in and his dad is like, I have a goblin disease. You will become a goblin as
and
well.
And then it happens way faster.
And then Harry's like, and Harry, no.
It's because
he hasn't become
him...
a goblin yet.
No, he's
not.
No.
He injected himself with that stuff and it made
no,
him
no, no, no,
him
but like he's fine. And then like two scenes later when Spider-Man comes and visits him at his house,
he
has like a huge green
worse.
Gross thing on his neck. I'm
well,
like, that
the
wasn't there.
If you find out about your sickness, you get it faster.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
It's all about mindset.
That's why I stay in the dark. I never go to the doctor. I don't want to know what I have.
But
he's like, you should have come to me weeks ago. I'm like, damn it. He's like, you're becoming a goblin. I'm like, I was wondering why my back was green.
And I was wondering why my nails were super long and curled.
So good.
Just trim your nails up. Or Norman?
Norman, he's...
Trim
oh.
your nails!
And then he Norman. Fights him. But the
dude,
the
he
thing.
Thinks he's turning into a goblin just because his nails are long.
No,
and
no.
his servants are like, just trim them.
What if that was the thing? They were like, you're not a goblin, Norman.
He's like, and he's painting himself green. He's like, I have to. It's my heritage.
it's my heritage.
You just have a cold. I'm dying of a goblin disease.
I'm dying.
My
of
ears.
A goblin disease. My ears. Your ears are fine, Norman.
Call Harry. He has to know.
And then he puts green paint on him
to sell it,
and he goes, you're getting it too, and Harry's like, no.
And literally when Harry walked out, he looked to his maids, Norman, and he goes, I got him. Classic joke. I hate my son.
But
put that all aside, any goofy shit like Electro being like, you forgot my birthday, it was
oh
so
yeah
good.
That was
great.
Dude, that's so good. But if you take out all of the cheesy shit and you go to the ending with Emma Stone, like,
it works.
It's so good, the scene where she dies.
Yeah.
That scene is so good.
The action is great.
Where he's
too.
Holding her and he's like screaming. That scene.
Yeah.
Got
that's.
Me so
I think
hard.
This is where I comment on the film. I would say that this is the best Spidey action that I've ever seen, besides
well, like
the one in Spider-Man 2.
Swing montage.
His opening swing montage is the best Spider-Man scene, like as far as swinging goes. Like that's how you do it.
That's good. And that, what I hate about that, and when you realize that. The CG artist, the visual artist, directed
yeah.
that scene.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, and like the fact.
No.
Well, dude. Also the director. The,
well, Mark
the director
is like that looks good, but like they compose the shots. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it's a little more effects. No, because you have to do like a previs, and you have people, you have like second unit directors.
Well, yeah,
sit
but
down
you know what
them.
I mean. It's not like
well,
he's not on set.
I wanted
yeah,
to talk about this
set.
Because like it makes me really disappointed that Homecoming had none of that. You know?
Yeah.
When
and watching it back, I'm like, man. Because there's no...
Make our own edit of this movie, cut out the beginning with his parents on the plane and the Sony Vaio.
Oh, that was stupid.
If you cut
that's
that out,
dumb.
Open with him falling and swinging with the music.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's all you do.
Because the first...
Everything else is perfect.
The first yeah. movie, or the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, all right, with the opening with like the plane and all that. But this time I was like... This is stupid.
It's bad.
It's so, and like the shaky cam, like I'm like, what, they're fist fighting? It would be a such better scene if they were just like on the plane and the guy comes out and it's like ominous and he's, even if it's like an inside job, if you just see him like point the gun at him and then like shoot him.
But we have
and
to
then
know
it's just
that
over.
Peter's dad knows jujitsu.
Now that he's a kung fu master.
I like to think that actor was like, come on, give me something. I die? And
I
they were
die?
Like, yeah. And he was like, but let me know jujitsu.
They're like, that guy's like, dude, you know what it reminds me of? That guy reminds me of the senator in our kung fu movie.
He's straight up, can we get that actor?
Dude, that'd be so good.
Oh, if he's like, ah, they're children. That'd be so good.
And then he kung fu fights them. But that was so dumb, and the fact they're like fighting, and he keeps trying to upload, and I'm like, the Wi-Fi on this plane does not work; it's
and
crashing.
It's over. I like
the plane is in flames.
Like, he was trying to upload it, and then it goes no Wi-Fi, right? And then he gets sucked in. And then it cuts to Peter, and he's like, "My parents died for nothing."
But even in that, but even
falling, my parents died
for nothing.
But even in that scene, that's like so dumb. There's still moments when, like when he's being like held up, and he has the gun, and he can shoot. The guy can like try to save his wife, and he looks over and he sees that his wife's already dead. Like that still is like
yeah.
the emotion works there.
The thing about this movie is that Mark Webb, if you watch his other movies like 500 Days of Summer and The Gifted, is that what it's
Gifted
called?
Is Gifted is just called Gifted.
If you watch his movies, he's really good at relationships, writing
yeah.
relationships,
yeah.
and Emma Stone and Andrew Garfield's relationship
is
in the movie is
great.
The best on screen chemistry between in a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, definitely.
And
agree.
He's really good at that. What he fails at though is classic, like, just plot things, like character motivations.
But he didn't write it. Guess who wrote it? Not David Goyer. But it's this classic writing duo that tends to mess up a lot.
Wachowski.
No.
Mark helped write it a little bit, though.
No, he's not. He doesn't have a writing credit on it at all.
Oh.
I checked after the movie. I was like, who's responsible for this? And it was, oh, man.
Well, I want to thank them.
Robert Rodriguez.
No, it's... it's Kurtzman. It's Kurtzman and Orsi, who they've written all the Transformers movies, but they've written some good movies. Like they wrote the 2009 Star Trek. Like they're like half and half.
Well, then that
on really good movies and movies that are garbage.
Well, that's the thing. You can feel it though on set, and I'm pretty sure is Mark Webb had Andrew Garfield in her improv a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And so that feels Mark Webb to me, and I like the movie still. But like any faults I think people have with like plot stuff is probably not on him, I guess.
Yeah,
action is cool. I like Electro. I like how they did the guy. I like this movie. Like I literally people explain to me what they don't like, and I don't understand.
I know that we think that like Electro's whole motivation is like funny because it is. But I get that's like not good.
Well, I've looked up on. I just wanted to see what movie fans thought this movie was bad, but then. Hardcore Spider-Man fans who've been reading him forever are like, this is very Spider-Man.
That's the thing. It's very Spider-Man.
Rhino.
Like, as a movie, it's like too many. For me, it's like too many villains.
But there's really only two.
I think Rhino.
Yeah, but Rhino's I'm like, still, that's still kind of a crowd, though.
Two?
Yeah.
Nah,
Electro kind of got in the way.
They did two,
of, like,
technically, in Homecoming.
They did, but I mean, like, they made it more about the Vulture.
Well, yeah, but they made it more about Electro.
I think that...
And Harry. At the same time.
Well, they did Harry like throughout the whole movie, and I thought their relationship was good too.
I think that people's complaints about the Rhino are irrelevant.
The Rhino was just there as a tool, not a character.
And he's supposed to be dumb.
That's how we
like dude. The thing is I feel like watching the movie when Electro is being like he's going crazy in Times Square, which the emotion does not land for me.
It does not.
In the last scene?
No. In Times Square when he's first. Like, yeah. It's almost there. There's like... And he's...
You're talking about the little kid goes out.
No. But I'm talking about when he's in... When he's in Times Square, which is with all the like light up signs and it's all that crap. And like... I feel like the writers feel like they're like, we've made his motivation so deep. And I'm like,
I felt like they meant for it to be stupid. They probably didn't. You're probably right.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, that's awesome because it's so bad.
Yeah, but that's like Rhino was like clearly like he's supposed to be dumb. And that's so it's like, I'm not going to hold that against your movie when you're like, this guy's dumb. And I'm like, yeah, he is dumb.
That goes along with what I said about true Spider-Man fans because when they announced Rhino was in it and they had those the on-set photos of the truck and all that, I was like, oh, if he's the opening villain just to set it off, like he beats him super easy.
Yeah.
Then that's awesome because that's every Spider-Man issue opens with him beating up some dumb villain and then he moves on. And I was like, that's the way to do it. And then people are like, no, he's not fully fleshed out enough. I'm like, it's the Rhino. You know what I mean? Like, what more do you need? He's just the Rhino. And then at the end when he's like, I'm the Rhino! That's amazing.
And the end, I really like the end and it makes me sad that people don't like the ending because it feels like something I would put in a movie. And that makes me sad. I think their only mistake in that scene was just that he talks to that kid too long.
Oh, like, just a little too long.
Like if they had framed it in a way, cause I love the shot where like, it's the wide shot and the kid like squares up against him. I'm like, this is so good. This shot here. I just wish that then like the Rhino went to like attack him. And just as he attacks, Spider-Man swings in and grabs the kid and sets him off to the side.
Then
he can be like a real quick thing, like, good job, kid. And then he swings back. And I love his whole speech. He talks to the Rhino. And then the Rhino's like, come down here. So he's like, oh, you want me to come down there so you can kill me? He's like, yes. And he's like, oh, all right, I'll be right there. No place like home. And he throws and the music kicks in. And I'm like, this is good.
This movie's good.
But,
I get how you watch the original.
Sorry.
It's okay.
One, and then watch this and say, oh, this one's too wacky.
Yeah, because if you watch the first one, so Willem Dafoe is like, can you fund my goblin-themed company?
Back to Formula.
Guys, can you fund
my... They walk in, and they see that amazing glider thing, and they go, oh, we've already seen this shit. And you're like... That's a fucking glider.
Yeah, that's like if
that
someone
shoots missiles.
No, that's if someone found a cure to cancer and they came in like a week later and like, we've already seen it. What else you got?
I have to agree with Logan said because like when you watched the first time, like when Spider-Man and like Green Goblin fought, that looked like a Power Ranger episode.
Wait, yeah. Oh yeah,
when they're
dude.
On the glider and they're like socking at each other.
Yeah. And then like Spider-Man hit him with like a back thing.
Yeah, I think
it was
weird. It was like they were trying to do with this movie was make it that kind of campy fun, but they tried to put more emotion into it. For me, it worked. I think a lot of people they thought it was too campy.
I thought the Green Goblin at the end did not work. He should have just been.
I don't like...
He should have just been in this movie and not Green Goblin. Like, they should have just been buddies this movie.
I liked the scene with her that happened.
Yeah.
I don't like that he beats Electro and then immediately he swoops in right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. Yeah.
That's the only thing. I think if they had one more scene of him becoming the Green Goblin, like one more, and then he shows up.
Or they could have just had later. Electro kill her.
I wouldn't have liked that. It had to be like his personal friend that did it. You know what I mean? I think it's just Electro was mad about his birthday and he killed his girlfriend.
That would be really personal.
Yeah, that would be. But
Spider-Man will never forget his birthday after that.
But my God,
you'll know everybody's birthday in Queens.
But man, Andrew Garfield got a raw deal.
Yeah,
I know. Sad. They really gypped him on.
Well, he got the
Oh,
damn.
Damn it.
I want to say, like, my final thoughts of Spider-Man and The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is that. It is the best costume. Oh, my God. But it does make you feel like Spider-Man.
Get out of here, Harlan. Get out of here.
That was good.
Boo. Right,
that was I didn't see that coming. What else?
Well, what else? We got our.
Well, I'm just going to say that I feel like. We don't have any emails though, so I was just gonna ramble for a second.
Did we Instagram it out or anything?
I Instagrammed it out. Nobody listened.
Fuck them.
Right in the face.
If you're listening to this podcast, turn it off.
Turn it off. Now.
Turn it off.
And they go, oh, they already threw it. What do you want to do? What picks do?
We're not talking for anybody right now. They turned it off.
That's a good question. What picks do I want to do?
I have a pick in mind.
What's your pick in mind?
And we can theme around it if you
Is
want,
it babies?
James. No, it's not babies this
my
time.
My God, it better not be
it's
babies.
It's not babies this time. We've never themed around babies.
We've never themed around... It's not... themed babies again. We've already seen babies.
We've already seen babies. I'm going to say that next time someone gives birth. I'm going to go, we've already seen a baby. Something new.
My pick is going to be, and I told you about this, Jake, The Crow, starring Brandon really Lee, son of Bruce Lee, and the controversy around the film and how the film got completed and released.
So bird-themed movies. All right, I'm going to do...
Wait, is that the theme?
I'm going to do Birdman.
Dude, my team?
Oh, no. Oh no, Birdman.
Birdman's a great movie.
It's an awesome movie.
What, you got a bird movie?
Oh boy.
Do that pigeon movie. What's that pigeon movie where they're carrier pigeons with the thing around their neck and it's Ewan McGregor?
No,
as the
Valiant.
Pigeon? Valiant.
I'm not gonna do freaking Valiant.
Do the Owls of Ga'Hoole.
I don't know where to find that crap.
There's so many birds. Do Storks.
Storks.
Storks. So many bird
do,
movies.
Do Rio.
I'm trying to think of a good. Rio is not great. I'll tell you the truth.
On, do the movie Pixar's Newt, but like fucking Illumination ruined it.
Ooh. Ooh, boy.
Shots fired.
Wait, am I really doing bird?
You can do
bird themed.
We don't have to do bird themed, but we can if you want.
But you like themes.
Bird
Wait,
theme.
Whoa.
Listen,
whoa,
man, you guys
guy.
Hate themes. It's okay with
themes.
Me if
Jesus,
we don't.
James, we didn't say we hate themes. We just don't want to do them every
I can,
week.
It's yeah. okay with me if we have a couple weeks of no themes.
But this week we said we want them.
I say I was about to say, like, why can't we have a theme?
I just is like it... to be in opposition.
I was
hey,
saying,
let's theme
we're,
it.
We're
not
actually
this week.
I was like,
bastard.
I said we can theme it.
James
and we're
sent
theming
me the last
it.
Week's file or 2 weeks ago that said no themes allowed in all caps. He's so bitter.
Wait, isn't it because you don't want to see Birdman? Let's be honest.
I mean, I've already watched it. And
he doesn't want to see
I wasn't
it.
Crazy about it, but I'll watch
oh,
it again for the podcast.
What? You didn't like Birdman?
I liked it. Man. I liked it, but I liked it in a way where I'm like, I once was enough.
Oh, I'll rewatch it.
We're already talking about it.
I was a big fan of Boyhood that year.
See, that for me, that was the one that I was like, I didn't like that movie.
I liked Boyhood.
It was fine. The first half.
12 Years a Boy.
When he became a grown up, he was a dick.
Oh yeah.
No one, I didn't like.
You heard of Ethan Hawke's new movie, James, that came out?
Sorry, I set Hiram off by calling it 12 Years a Boy.
12 Years a Boy.
It's so dumb because like I just got the joke and then James gave me a look, and that usually gets me.
I don't know.
So you're doing The Crow.
The Crow.
I'm sticking to The Crow.
Yeah. I won't do bird themed.
You don't have to do bird themed.
You can do
a bird themed comic. The Crow is like an edgy, like you can do like Sin City or fucking, you know.
So edgy.
Or like Underworld.
I'm not gonna
real
watch
bad
Underworld. Underworld 4. That one.
like kind of like dark gothic theme.
Crime
themed.
Anything that has a single crime in it. Qualifies.
A lot of movies have crimes in it.
Yeah.
I feel like every movie. Not the Hannah Montana movie.
Mr. Deeds, because that guy shoplifts.
Not the Hannah Montana
movie. That's what you're going to start with.
Ryder. Mr. Deeds.
What movie has crimes in it? Mr. Deeds has a crime in it.
Oh, my God.
So, Crow.
Mr. Deeds. So, The Crow, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean's one word.
He pretends like he has a gun, and the cops come after
him. That's a crime.
That's a crime.
He flips off a lot of people.
He does flip off a lot of people.
That's a crime, technically.
Yeah. And then he messes with the roller coaster controls. Brace yourself.
It's funny because I never saw The Crow.
I've never seen it in full,
but I saw clips of it, and I always hear that it's a great movie.
I've heard it's amazing. Yeah.
Let's do Mr. themes. Mr. Deeds, Mr. Bean.
Mr.
Ingorium's Wonder Emporium.
Yeah, that one.
And I'm going to pick Mr. Ingorium's Wonder Emporium.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I'll do that one.
Miss Peregrine's Home for...
Mr. Peppercorn's Home for Weirdo Kids No One Likes.
No one likes. And no one is
Mr.
in it. No one on the poster, no one is
no
in...
One
on the poster, no one is in italics.
Mr. Peppercorn's Home for Children with Eczema.
With rare skin conditions.
Mr. Peppercorn's Home for Kids with More Than Two Toes.
Most kids.
Saving Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks.
Mr. Banks. Dude,
Cody
did you guys
Banks?
Wait?
Cody
before,
Banks.
Before
Let's
we
do
go,
Banks.
Banks. Let's
Banks.
Do Banks.
Before we go, did you guys see the trailer for the new Mary Poppins Returns trailer? Because it got to my soul.
It
as
looks
a child.
Good, and
Dick
I'm glad
Van Dyke's in it.
He is.
Yeah,
and
he's
I'm glad there. Emily Blunt's in it.
Yeah,
Dick Van Dyke's in it, and he dances. He's
he
in the
dances.
Did you not watch the trailer?
No, I didn't watch.
He
the trailer.
He said, "Oh, Mary Poppins trailer. I don't care."
He just said, "I just said who's seen it?" He said, "Oh, I saw it."
I didn't say I didn't care.
You didn't see it, dude.
I didn't see him. You said
you watched the trailer.
No, I didn't. I said I saw like the promotion for the trailer. But
oh,
I didn't see
the
trailer.
I watched the like little.
Can I point
video?
Something out that I forgot about Amazing Spider-Man 2? That right after the plane crashes, at the beginning of the music track, you hear this.
Because his parents died. Why?
Hans Zimmer's like, I'm gonna put it in for laughs.
Dude, it's so good.
For kicks.
I also, to be honest, don't care that much about Mary Poppins. But
no, it's fine.
I will see it if I hear it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I also don't like Nanny McPhee.
Well,
I don't like nannies.
Yeah. Well, they have the thing where
I don't like nannies.
Maybe we should do
a personal vendetta.
Maybe we should do a nanny. Maybe we should do a nanny themed.
Oh God.
Week.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs.
Every
Doubtfire.
Of the nanny.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hiram,
are we there yet?
Are we
there yet with
Ice Cube?
With Ice Cube. Fucking Big Mama's House.
The babysitter with Jonah Hill.
No, a theme where it's
Triple
titles
X.
Of a movie with questions that are questions like, dude, where's my car? You know.
Or Snow Dogs?
Snow Dogs.
Or guess what? Old Dogs?
Movies with dogs in
the
title.
Let's do
Show
Dogs.
Hiram, how far did you get into Lost?
When did I tell you last where I was?
Season two.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Okay, never mind. I was gonna pick one episode from it that's real good, but it's in season four.
Fuck! I gotta watch it all. Not have to watch it now again.
You should. Never mind. I'm gonna pick. Let me just take a peekaroo on Netflix real quick.
I'm gonna do one that I own. Have we?
Oopsie.
Oh, have we done District 9 ever?
I think we
have not.
I thought we had.
I don't think we
have.
I'll watch it.
I love that movie.
I would watch it too. Hell yeah! Right.
I've got it. We can watch it together. Can I pick? To watch it. So.
Yeah. And so you picked The Crow. You picked District 9, and I will pick The Departed.
Oh,
that's a good
I actually started on that. That's crazy.
Well, now you can finish on it.
And I haven't finished it. I actually watched that when you were like,
"Yeah, I thought you finished it."
No, I didn't finish it. You know how my fucking attention span works.
You gotta finish.
I know. We watched Homecoming, and I was like, "Hiram, we gonna watch Homecoming?" And we bought it, and you left in like 5 minutes. And I was like, "Oh,
did where'd he go?"
I think you just. No,
I think he was ashamed because you spilled something and you laid a paper towel.
You spilled something and laid a paper towel on it and left, and then Logan stepped in. He was like, "What the fuck?"
Yo, it was water, and I completely forgot that it was there.
Zoe goes, "I saw him do that, and then he just left."
And it looked like you didn't even like try to scrub it. You just laid it on top
gently, like a rug, like to cover it.
I completely forgot that was there.
I wish you
had
picked the ottoman up and put it over the puddle instead. Yeah,
I wish I'd done that.
That would have been funny.
But there you go. So our picks for next week are The Crow, District 9, and The Departed.
All right, cool.
We'll see you later,
email
fellas.
On the Gmail Kung Fu. Or
take two.
Wait. KFKGpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Kung Fu Kings. Instagram, Kung Fu Kings. Facebook, Kung Fu Kings with Geekdom. With Geekdom. Share and review. Rate and review.
Share and
all
take.
That shit. I don't know.
Like and subscribe.
Just listen to the podcast.
Go down to the comment section. Hit that like button, Smash it. Subscribe.
Smash that like button.
Musical.ly.
For new content.
Follow us
on Musical.ly.
Oh my God. I hate when people say content.
I'm a content creator.
All right.
Arrivederci.
Guys, I'm content with this episode.
Arrivederci.
Yeah, save y'all be.
Pizza time.